Slava Gospodu. Opet vas sve pozdravljam u ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista. I zahvalni smo Bogu da možemo biti zajedno. Nadam se da ste se malo odmorili i da ste iskoristili vreme, kao što je naš brat Ron rekao. I jednostavno došli pred Boga i preneli neke svoje misli, utiske, zato što ja verujem da Bog odgovara kroz svoju reč. I tako ja verujem da će ovo biti isto jedan deo njegovog odgovora kroz ovu službu i možda kroz naredne. Možda neće odgovor odmah doći, ali vi verujte da je Bog čuo vašu molitvu. Amen. Aleluja. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you had a good rest and you've used the time. As we have heard, we should just come before God and just leave our burdens at his feet and believe that the answer will come, and I believe God is answering mainly through his word. And even if the answer will not come to this service, maybe there will be other services, but this is just part of his answer. He's speaking through his word. Znači, ja mislim da smo se već uhodili oko nekih tehničkih stvari, nećemo više ponavljati. Znači, ako neko želi da uzima obroke, iako nije možda ovdje smešten, to nije problem, jel da, treba se samo prijaviti sve na vrijeme i čak i noćenje ili neke druge stvari. Ja vjerujem da već sve znamo kako ide i želimo jednostavno posvetiti dalje nastavak službe propovedanoj reči i da stvarno budemo ti koji sa iščekivanjem čekaju na reč. Jer znamo da ako nema iščekivanja, ako nema vere, i sam Isus Hrist da bude ovdje, ništa se neće desiti. Amen.
Amen.
Aleluja. So I just want to say that we are already we came with expectation, and we know already that some technical things is not necessary to repeat, but if it is necessary for someone and he wants to take some meal and he is not here, he's not sleeping here, it's possible to take meals and even to sleep here. If it's not yet for you settled, you can just seek our brothers who are taking evidence of this. But we want in the following service be an expectation for the word. I believe that expectation is something which is necessary to receive something from God. Even if Jesus Christ would be here and we would be without expectation, nothing would happen. So we want to use the time, we want to redeem the time, because the days are bad. Yeah. So this is part of the redeeming of time. I will give the worship service in the hands of our brother Paul, and let's praise the Lord and worship him. Neka brat Paljko preozme službe dalje da proslavljamo Isusa Hrista.
Pojati sa istoka zapada. Amen. Sluga za svetlo, bolje se vidi.
Sa istoka zapada dolaze Lice
večer slobodan. Amen. Divna milost će uvek biti besmavi. Amen. Oprovi da moj greh spasi me. Znači, sedura. Kako tamo onaj abol, pa ne, sedura.
Što to ne bi duš.
čudo se čudimo spasija. Amen. Ajde, ustanemo. I da čuje vaše instrumente, amen.
Čudo se čudimo spasija. Što je Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Haleluja. Ja ću zamoliti brata Petra Papića da dođe da spovedu molitvu. Haleluja. Amen.
Oče, zahvalni smo ti danas na ovom skupu i ti si nam poželao takvu lepu dobrodošlicu sa ove dve službe koje smo imali sa tom rečju, da imamo novu pravu hranu s neba, pravu reč koja ostaje za uvek i da to jeste Hrist koji u nama u drugoj reči. Gospode, ti si nama poželao dobrodošlicu, sad mi želimo dobrodošlicu tebi, Gospode, dođi, pomaži svoju reč i ovu reč. Gospode, blagoslovi nas sve. Otvori naše uči da čujemo. Pomaži propovednika, Gospode, pomozi mu. Stavi žar na usne njegove, da njegova reč dođe do svakog srca od jednog od nas, Gospode. Hvala ti na svoje milosti koje učiniš za nas, na svoje dobroti. Gospode, nekad mi otvaramo svoje srce kad nam je teško i kažemo samo Bog može vidjeti, ali i radost koju imamo srcima samo ti možeš vidjeti, Gospode. To se nekad ne može ispričati, nekad se ne može objasniti, Gospode. Hvala ti na tome. U ime Isusa ja te molim za svaki blagoslov. Amen.
Amen. Amo. Stvoritelju neba. Stvara vaštu tvoju.
bless you richly.
Bog vas obilno blagoslovio.
That's one of my favorite songs.
To je jedna od mojih omiljenih pesama.
And actually that's my subject for
U stvari skoro to je i moja tema za večeras.
I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pozdravljam vas u ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista.
And I'm very privileged to be here with you.
I privilegovan sam što sam ovdje sa vama.
I was very much blessed by the services we already had.
Već sam bio prilično blagoslovljen od službi koje smo imali.
Also, just like Brother Dušan, I haven't expected to preach here.
I baš kao i brat Dušan, nisam očekivao da će ovdje propovedati.
So I thought just to have a time of sitting and listening and be blessed.
Mislio sam imat ćemo samo vrijeme da tu posedimo malo, budemo blagoslovljeni i to je sve.
But just when we came, Brother Janko said, would you preach?
Ali kad smo došli, brat Janko rekao, pa da li biste propovedali?
And I was thinking it was strange.
I pomislio sam, pa čudno je.
Because when I was packing my things when we went on the journey.
Jer kad sam pakovao stvari za ovaj put.
I was just taking my Bible and my notebook for making notes.
Uzeo sam Bibliju i moje beleške.
And something told me, just take also these notes that you had already.
A nešto mi je reklo, pa uzmi ove ranije te zabeleške koje si imao.
And I thought, what for? I'm not going to preach here.
Pomislio sam, pa radi čega kad neću propovedati.
Okay, that's what I have here. And
okay, tako da sam to ipak poneo.
I would just gladly share with something that I believe will be blessing for you because it was blessing for me.
Rado ću podeliti nešto što mislim da će blagosloviti vas zato što je blagoslovio to već mene.
So I thank Brother Janko for the opportunity.
Zahvaljujem bratu Janku radi ove prilike.
And I appreciate all my brothers, ministers, Brother Ron, Brother Dušan, Brother
I cenim
Aladin, Ragomir,
i ostale braću propovednike koje sve nabrao, čuli ste.
And all your brothers, God bless you, and for also all the oncoming services.
I, what, please?
And also may God bless you for the oncoming
Također
services.
Također neka ih Bog blagoslovi za sve dolazeće službe.
So it's really a privilege to be in the house of God. Amen.
Tako da je privilegija biti u domu Gospodnjem.
Because the house of God is where God's people are.
Zato što je Božji dom mjesto gdje se skupljaju Božji ljudi.
Amen. So we just want to go straight to the word, but before we go, I want to just comment something.
Želimo ići pravo u reč, ali no prije nego što krenemo, želim dati neki komentar.
We heard very good things this morning.
Čuli smo zaista dobre stvari jutros.
On Friday we heard about eating the life by the bread coming from the earth.
U petak smo čuli kako jedemo život od hleba koji izlazi iz zemlje.
Eating the will of God.
Kako jedemo Božju volju.
And this morning Brother Ron said some good things.
A jutros je također brat Ron rekao neke dobre stvari.
And he read in Ephesians the fellowship of the mystery.
A čito je iz Efešanima zajedništvo u tajni.
We have a fellowship around the mystery of God.
Jer mi imamo zajedništvo pod Božjim tajnama.
Which is not a mystery anymore, but is revealed mystery.
Što više nije tajna, već je otkrivena tajna.
And another thing he said, I liked it very much.
I još nešto što mi se jako dopalo što je rekao.
When a vision is manifested,
da kada je vizija manifestovana,
then it's swallowed by the manifestation.
Da je ona u stvari okončana u toj manifestaciji.
Fulfillment actually eats up the promise.
Ispunjenje u stvari proguta obećanje.
So when the people believe the promise and then
tako kada ljudi vjeruju u obećanje i onda
and when it fulfills they disbelieve it
kada se ispuni a oni ne vjeruju u to
and they go back to the promise
i vrate se nazad ka obećanju
there is no promise anymore
onda više nema tog obećanja
because it was swallowed up
zato što je ono već progutano
so what is left is just a shadow
zato što je ono što je preostalo je samo neka sena
so when they were expecting the promise of God to fulfill
i kada oni očekuju neko obećanje Božje da se ispuni
God was blessing them
Bog ih tada blagosilja.
But when God fulfilled it.
Ali kada je Bog već to ispunio.
And they don't embrace the fulfillment.
A oni nisu obgrlili to ispunjenje.
Their house is left abandoned.
A njihova kuća ostaje napuštena.
Right? And they die spiritually.
I oni duhovno umiru.
We have the food in the fulfillment of the scriptures. Amen.
Zato što mi imamo hranu u kroz ispunjenje pisama.
And the bride is the mystery of Christ revealed.
A nevesta je tajna Hristova koja je otkrivena.
I can say amen to that.
Ja mogu zaista reći amen na tu stvar.
That's the mystery going on.
Jer to je tajna koja se odvija.
It's not only speak about that.
Ne samo da govorimo o tome.
It is preached.
To se propoveda
because it quickens us.
Zato što nas to nam daje život.
And that quickening brings life.
A to oživljavanje u stvari donosi tu stvar u život.
We are eating the truth.
Mi jedemo te istine.
And that truth manifests themselves.
A onda istina sebe objavi kroz nas.
And what I want to preach this afternoon.
A ono što bi ja želeo propovedati popodne,
expressing our true nature.
Izražavanje naše prave prirode.
And I will read from the Saint Luke.
Čitat ćemo iz Svetog Luke, Evanđelje po Luki.
Chapter 17.
Biće to 17. glava.
And I will read verses 36 and 37.
Čitamo stihove 36 i 37.
Maybe let's read it from 34.
No, ipak ajde da čitamo možda i još od 34.
Or 33.
Ili čak 33.
Sometimes very hard to just take a portion.
Nekad je jako teško izdvojiti.
Amen. In the name of the Lord. Verse 33. Yeah. Okay. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it.
Koji pođe da sačuva dušu svoju, izgubit će. A koji izgubi, oživjet će.
And I tell you, in that night there shall be two men in one bed. The one shall be taken and the other shall be left.
Kažem vam, u onu noć bit će dva na jednom odru. Jedan će se uzeti, a drugi će se ostaviti.
Two women shall be grinding together and one shall be taken and the other left.
Dve će mljeti zajedno, a jedna će se uzeti, a druga će se ostaviti.
Two men shall be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left.
Dva će biti na njivi, jedan će se uzeti, a drugi će se ostaviti.
And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together.
I odgovarajući rekoše mu, Gde, Gospode? A on reče, Gde je strvina, onamo će se orlovi skupiti.
Amen.
Amen.
Where, Lord? Where, Lord?
Gde, Gospode?
Isn't that the question that is so strong in this age?
Nije li to jedno pitanje koje je toliko značajno u ovom dobu?
He said, wheresoever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together.
Tamo gde je telo, tamo će se skupljati orlovi.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads.
Pognimo glave.
Precious our heavenly Father.
Naš dragi nebeski Oče.
We thank you for the privilege that we can be gathered around your word.
Hvala ti za ovu privilegiju da se možemo skupiti oko tvoje reči.
And not only gathered around it, but having faith that was once delivered to the saints.
I ne samo da se skupimo oko nje, već da imamo veru koja jednom za uvek dana svetima.
And not only having the faith, but also contending for the faith that you gave us.
I ne samo da imamo veru, već također da se borimo u veri koja nam je dana.
And there is a great fight going on.
Jer odvija se velika borba.
That is to stand on the truth.
A to, okay.
Is a stand on the truth or to go off the truth.
To je da ili da se ostane na istini ili da se ona napusti.
And the devil goes like a roaring lion trying to devour whosoever he can.
A đavo ide kao ričući lav i pokušava da proždire koga god može.
But you said that those that are given to thee no one shall pluck them out of your hands.
A ti si rekao da one koji su ti dani niko ne može oteti iz tvojih ruku.
You promised about the bride of the last age that she will not be deceived.
Ti si obećao da nevesta posljednjeg doba neće biti prevarena.
So therefore, Lord, you send your Holy Spirit to preserve your bride.
Tako, Gospode, ti si poslao svoga Svetog Duha da bi sačuvao nevestu.
And we are totally dependent on you, Lord Jesus.
I mi potpuno ovisimo o tebe, Gospode Isuse.
So we commit ourselves, our whole beings to thee, Lord.
Tako da mi predajemo sebe i naše celo biće, Gospode.
May you take glory from this place, Lord.
Uzmi ti slavu sa ovog mesta sebi.
And receive the thankfulness from our hearts.
I primi zahvalnost iz našeg srca.
Speak to the needs of the people, Lord.
Govori u potrebama naših svojih ljudi, Gospode.
You know what they need, Lord.
Ti znaš šta je njima potrebno.
May something would be spoken that will help the people.
Neka nešto što bude izgovoreno pomogne ljudima.
I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Molim
for his glory.
U ime Gospoda Isusa Hrista I za njegovu slavu.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Možete sada sesti. Amen.
So As I said, expressing our true nature.
Kao što rekoh, izražavanje naše prave prirode.
And especially want to speak about the life of eagles.
A posebno bih želeo govoriti o životu orlova.
Because that's a nature. That's not only a bird. It is a nature of an eagle.
Zato što je tu u pitanju priroda, nije to samo neka ptica, već priroda te ptice.
The Lord spoke about the last age where the eagles will be gathered together.
Jel Gospod je govorio o posljednjem dobu u kojem će se skupljati orlovi zajedno.
And we know that there were four anointings for the seven church ages.
I mi znamo da je bilo četiri pomazanja na sedam crkvenih doba.
And that is something that God sent to combat the enemy.
A to je nešto što je Bog poslao da bi se suprotstavio neprijatelju.
And I'll read a quote from sixth seal.
I pročitaću sada citat iz šestog pečata.
And Brother Branham is praying.
I tu se brat Branham moli.
Father, today we stand here by your grace.
Oče, mi danas ovdje stojimo po tvojoj milosti.
And it's not because it's a special people.
I ne zato što su to neki posebni ljudi.
It's because just like in the day of the lion or the ox or the man.
To je upravo kao što je bilo u vremenu lava, vola ili čovjeka.
It is the eagle time.
Ovo je vrijeme orla.
It is the anointing of the hour.
To je pomazanje ovog časa.
It's the time that we are living in.
To je vrijeme u kojem mi živimo.
Listen, it is the working of the Holy Spirit.
To je djelovanje Svetoga Duha.
For this particular time.
Za ovo određeno vrijeme.
To prove that Jesus is not dead.
Da bi se dokazalo da Isus nije mrtav.
That things that he said that he would do just before the evening lights went out.
Da te stvari koje on rekao da će činiti upravo pre večernjih svetala, prije nego što počnu.
The things that he said that he would do.
Stvari koje on rekao da će činiti.
We've heard it before, he left a particular job to accomplish in his bride.
Čuli smo ranije već da je on ostavio jedan posebni posao koji će obaviti njegova nevesta.
Amen. So, I believe there are a lot of eagles here together.
Ja vjerujem da su se ovdje skupili mnogi orlovi.
And I'm glad to preach to eagles.
I drago mi je da mogu propovedati orlovima.
Because that's also my real nature.
Zato što je to I moja prava priroda.
Not for myself, but the Lord has given it to me.
Ne samo od sebe, već Gospod mi je to dao.
And to all his children.
I naravno svoj njegovoj djeci.
So that's our true nature.
Tako da je to u stvari naša istinska priroda.
And it must be expressed.
I ona mora biti izražena.
Brabham says in he says that all the things that are happening now,
Brabham kaže da sve stvari koje se sada dešavaju,
it is the expressing of his attributes.
Da je to u stvari izražaj njegovih atributa.
You see, it's all the time about not just believing the word.
Vidite, to nije samo vjerovanje u riječ.
That is the way, that is the channel by believing the word.
To je kanal ili put vjerujući u riječ.
But believing the word brings you to expression.
Ali kroz vjeru u riječ to dovodi vas do izražaja.
Of what you believe.
Onoga što vi vjerujete.
You cannot believe something.
Vi ne možete vjerovati nešto.
And express something else.
A onda izraziti nešto drugo.
If you believe a false doctrine,
ako vjerujete lažnu doktrinu,
you will express a false attribute.
Vi ćete izraziti lažne atribute.
If you will believe a lie,
ako vjerujete laž,
you will lie.
Onda ćete lagati.
Maybe you will don't know it.
Možda čak nećete to znati.
But you will do it.
Ali ćete ipak činiti.
But the same is with the truth.
Ista stvar je I sa istinom.
If you believe the truth,
ako ćete vjerovati istinu,
the truth sets you free.
Istina će vas osloboditi.
And you manifest the truth.
I vi ćete objaviti istinu.
So you are the truth.
Tako vi ste tada istina.
For the people.
Za ljude koji vas slušaju.
That God is sending you to.
Kako ima vas Bog šalje.
Amen.
Amen.
And I believe this is the time for the spiritual eagles to take their position.
I ja vjerujem da je ovo vrijeme da duhovni orlovi zauzmu svoje mjesto.
We know the prophet gave us a great example that God is like a great eagle.
Mi znamo da nam je prorok dao veliki primjer da je sam Bog kao jedan veliki orao.
And therefore he made his prophets eagles.
Tako da i on svoje proroke čini orlovima.
It means that they have the same way of life, thinking and seeing things.
To misli da to znači da oni imaju isti način života, razmišljanje, da gledaju stvari na isti način.
The characteristics of God are actually translated to the prophets.
Tako da u stvari same Božje karakteristike su prenesene dole u proroke.
And we know that the prophet is a seer.
I mi znamo da je prorok videlac.
Prophet, it is eyes in the body.
Prorok je u stvari oči telu.
So, a body is the church.
Dakle, crkva je telo.
So any church without the prophet is blind.
Tako da svaka crkva koja nema proroka je u stvari slepa.
It can be very nice church.
Mogla bi to biti veoma fina crkva.
Because women represent churches.
Zato što žene predstavljaju crkve.
But if that church doesn't have the prophetic message,
ali ako ta crkva nema proročku poruku,
that church will get nowhere.
Ta crkva neće onda stići nigdje.
She will be only a blind leader of blind.
Biće samo slepac koji vodi slepog.
And then if that happens, they fall both in the ditch.
I ako se to desi, oboje će upasti u jamu.
And we see it happening in our time.
I mi to vidimo kako se dešava u našem vremenu.
But you don't need to fear.
Ali ne morate se plašiti.
Because when you stay with the word,
jer kada vi stojite sa reči,
God is the word.
A Bog je reč.
And God can never fail.
A Bog nikada ne može izneveriti.
So then you can never fail.
Tako ni vi ne možete izneveriti.
And it's not you standing by him.
To nije da vi stojite pored njega,
but it's him taking you to himself.
Već to je on koji vas uzima k sebi.
And him holding you.
I onda on drži vas.
Someone asked Brother Abraham, can you keep your religion?
Tako su pitali brata Branhama, da li možeš ti očuvati svoju religiju?
No.
Brat Branham je rekao, ne, ne mogu.
My religion keeps me.
Moja religija čuva mene.
Hey man, I'm not keeping the word.
Ja ne čuvam reč.
The word keeps me.
Već reč je ta koja čuva mene.
Hey man, I never choose to believe it.
Nikad nisam ja izabrao da to verujem.
But I must believe it.
Već jednostavno moram da verujem.
And I love to believe it.
Ja volim to da verujem.
Because God led me to believe it.
Bog mi je dao da to tako verujem.
And he has been leading me to believe it.
I on me i dalje vodi u to da verujem to.
Amen. We know that the apostle John is a type of the bride.
Znamo da je apostol Jovan bio tip neveste.
He was the great eagle.
Bio je veliki orao.
And he was one of the four writers of the Gospels.
I on je bio jedan od četvorice koji su pisali evanđelja.
Just like in the Old Testament, there were four groups of the tribes.
Kao što su u Starom Zavetu bile četiri grupe raspoređenih plemena.
And they were protecting the tabernacle.
I oni su čuvali šator od sastanka.
And it's just like one brother said to Brother Branham.
Kao što jedan brat rekao bratu Branhamu.
Hey Brother Branham, Acts of the Apostles is just a framework of the church.
Brate apostole, brate Branhame, pa knjiga Dela apostolska, pa to je samo crkvena pozornica.
What is the Acts of the Apostles?
A šta su u stvari Dela apostolska?
It is the expression.
To je izražaj.
So it cannot be framework.
Tako da ne može to biti neka pozornica.
Something that only helps for a time and then you will throw it away.
Nešto što samo na jedno vrijeme se tako prikazuje da se odbaci.
But he said that the gospels are the framework of the Acts of the Apostles.
Već on je...
It's the other way around.
Skela. Kaže, okay, yeah. Can you repeat? Yeah.
The four gospels is the framework. Dobro. Of the Acts of the Apostles.
Aha, četiri evanđelja su kao skela za evanđelje.
So in other words, what is described?
Drugim riječima, ono što je opisao.
The Gospels, the life of Jesus.
Evanđelja, Isusov život.
And his words.
I njegove riječi.
That is actually making the real thing inside.
To je u stvari čini da ta stvar bude prava unutra.
The acts or the expression.
To su dela ili izražaji.
Amen.
Amen.
And the tabernacle was in the middle.
A šator se nalazio također u sredini.
And the tribe of Dan was on the north.
A Danovo pleme je bilo na severu.
And the Dan's sign was eagle.
A Danov simbol je bio orao.
And they had to go northward.
I morali su ići ka severu.
You know, they were turning around a mountain.
Znate, oni su obilazili oko jedne planine.
For a long time.
Dugo vremena su kružili oko planine.
Around something that God used to work through.
Oko nečega, oko sa čega je Bog delovao.
But one day God said, stop compassing the mountain, but turn northward.
A jednog dana Bog je rekao, prestanite da obilazite planinu, već krenite severno.
And sometimes we are going into circles.
Ponekad i mi u našem životu idemo u krugove.
From the same problem to the same problem.
Iz istog problema u isti problem.
And we have to turn northward.
I mi moramo da se okrenemo na sever.
In the direction of the eagle.
U pravcu orla.
Amen. And you know, eagles were not born to be in a cage.
Znate, orlovi nisu rođeni da bi bili u nekom kavezu.
Brother Branham said that was the saddest sight to see an eagle in a cage.
Brat Branham je rekao da je najtužniji prizor bio videti orla u kavezu.
How he desires to fly, he looks with the eyes to the heavenlies, and he hits that cage from the inside.
Kako je žudeo i gledao očima ka nebu i kako je udarao u kavez želeći da se vine, nije
But
mogao.
He cannot help himself until someone will release him.
Nije mogao samom sebi pomoći, sem ako bi ga nešto oslobodilo.
But then Brother Branham says, there is even something worse than that.
A onda Brat Branham kaže, ipak ima još gore nešto od toga.
It is to see a son of God or a daughter of God in a cage of sin, of unbelief.
To je videti sina ili kćer Božiju kako se nalazi u kavezu greha i nevere.
Amen. There are a lot of cages.
A postoji jako puno takvih kaveza.
A cage of sin is the worst one.
A kavez greha je najgori.
And sin is unbelief.
A naravno greh je nevera.
When an eagle is in a cage of unbelief, he just cannot move.
Kada se orao nalazi u kavezu nevere, on prosto ne može da se makne.
So we as eagles we have to go out of all the cages.
Tako da mi kao orlovi moramo izaći iz svih mogućih kaveza.
There is a cage of a complex.
Postoje kavezi kompleksa.
You cannot move very much if you have a complex.
Ne možete baš puno da se krećete ako vas drži kompleks.
But you don't need to have a complex.
Ali ne morate imati kompleks.
Because when God made you an eagle,
jer kad vas Bog čini orlom,
you are not inferior.
Onda niste više inferiorni.
You are just like God.
Vi ste onda poput Boga.
He gives you confidence.
I daje vam pouzdanje.
And you can have confidence not in yourself but in God in you.
Možete imati pouzdanje ne toliko u sebe već u Boga koji je u vama.
There is a cage of sickness.
Postoje kavezi bolesti.
And sometimes we are caged in a sickness.
I ponekad nas uhvati nešto u kavez bolesti.
What do you do when sickness comes upon you?
A šta vi radite kada dođe bolest na vas?
You just quickly find faith for your deliverance.
Vi naprosto brzo dođete do vere za oslobođenje.
And you see by his stripes I'm healed.
I vi vidite stvar da ste njegovim ranama isceljeni.
You don't like to stay in that cage.
I vi više ne želite biti u tom kavezu.
You know, I met some people.
Sreo sam neki ljude.
And I wondered that they wanted to stay in the cage of sickness.
I pitao sam se da li oni žele čak da ostanu u tom kavezu bolesti.
They were afflicted by something and they didn't want to be made free and made well.
I imali su neki problem, neko oboljenje, a kao da nisu želeli da budu da ozdrave.
And then I found the reason why.
A našao sam čak i razlog zašto je to tako.
They were getting money from the country because of their sickness.
Oni su od države izvlačili novac time što su bolesni.
So they didn't want to go to work, they just wanted to be sick to get money.
Tako da nisu želeli ići na posao, već su rađe ostajali kući bolesti da bi dobili na taj način novac.
How can they please God by that?
Kako možete tako ugoditi Bogu?
An eagle wanted to be in a cage.
To je orao koji želi biti u kavezu.
You see, there are many other cages.
Ili u nekim drugim kavezima.
Cage of lust.
Ili recimo kavez požude.
Or an envy.
Ili ljubomore.
Oh, or unforgiveness.
Ili recimo nepraštanja.
Unforgiveness is a terrible cage.
Nepraštati je jedan užasan kavez.
If your brother or sister or someone has done something wrong, bad to you.
Ako vam neki brat ili sestra učine nešto nažao.
And if you cannot forgive.
I ako im vi ne možete oprostiti.
You said, I'm right. He did wrong to me.
Kažete, ja sam u pravu i on je meni skrivio.
But did you forgive him?
What?
Did you forgive him?
Ali, da li ste mu oprostili?
No. He was wrong. He was totally wrong.
Ne mogu mu oprostiti, on potpuno u krivu.
I'm not asking that.
I ne pitam to.
But have you forgiven him?
Već pitam te, da li si mu oprostio?
Because if you haven't,
jer ako nisi,
then you cannot pray.
Onda ne možeš ni da se moliš.
You're in a cage and you cannot pray.
Ti si u kavezu i više ne možeš ni da se moliš.
Because the Lord said if you don't forgive, then your heavenly Father will not forgive you.
Zato što Gospod kaže ako vi ne možete oprostiti, onda ni vama nebeski Otac ne može oprostiti.
And every day we have something to be forgiven.
A svaki dan imamo nešto u nam, u našim životima što nam treba biti oprošteno.
Amen. So when we pray, we have to be free of the cage of unforgiveness.
Tako da moramo da se rešimo tog kaveza neopraštanja.
There are cages of religion.
Ili postoje kavezi religije.
Or trying to be religious.
Kada čovjek pokušava da bude religiozan.
Very ugly cage.
To je veoma ružan, gadan kavez.
An eagle cannot move in that cage.
A orao ne može da se kreće u jednom takvom kavezu.
He wants to be free from that cage.
On želi biti slobodan od takvih kaveza.
Or a cage of confusion.
Ili recimo kavez konfuzije.
Or selfishness.
Ili sebičnosti.
Or pride.
Ili ponosa.
Oh, there are so many of them.
Toliko ima toga.
And all of us know those cages.
A svi mi smo upoznati sa tim kavezima.
And most of us had already the experience in most of the cages.
A većina nas je već iskusila većinu od tih kaveza.
So maybe today there is only one or two persons that need to go out of a certain cage.
Možda danas ima samo jedna ili dve osobe koja treba da izađe iz nekog kaveza.
I don't know, but yet the message is for the eagles.
Ne znam, ali ova poruka je za orlove.
Amen. And if you don't have anything wrong,
a ako nemate ništa što je pogrešno,
you still have this body and that's a cage.
A i dalje još uvek imate ovo telo i samo ono je jedna vrsta kaveza.
That's the last cage that we will get free of.
To je poslednji kavez kojeg ćemo se osloboditi.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
That's what he promised.
To je ono što je on obećao.
And that's what we sang in the song.
I to je ono što mi pevamo u pesmama.
The great meeting in the air.
O velikom susretu u vazduhu.
Amen. When our bodies will be changed.
Kada budu naša tela promenjena.
Amen. Let's speak now about eagle.
Hajde da pričamo još o orlu.
I like it because that's a type, of course.
To mi se dopada zato što je to tip, naravno.
And those are the things that any one of you can find somewhere information about the eagles. There's nothing special that I would know.
To su stvari koje vi svi možete naći o orlovima i nije to nešto posebno što ja samo znam.
And of course there is many more things that I could say now.
I naravno postoji mnogo više što bi mogao reći o tome.
They say that the eagle is so strong, so powerful.
Kažu da je orao toliko moćan i toliko snažan
that he can catch your hand and break every bone in it right away.
Da može da zgrabi vašu ruku i da kroz to slomi svaku koščicu u vašoj ruci.
Such a strength.
Ima jednu takvu snažan
stisak. They say that his talons strike.
Kaže da tek njegove kanđe, tako, kada se zabodu.
It has a power two times stronger than a rifle bullet.
Da imaju dva put više snage nego metak kad se ispali u ruku.
And the Lord said, all power upon the earth and on the heaven is given to me and I gave it to you to use it. Amen.
Gospod je rekao, meni je dana sva vlast, sila i na nebu i na zemlji, a ja to vama dajem da vi to koristite.
Amen. That's for us the power to use.
Dakle, to je za nas ta sila da je mi koristimo.
Amen. It's a power of faith, of course.
Naravno, to je sila vere.
Don't break hands to a brother or sister.
Nećemo lomiti sada ruke bratu ili sestri.
They say that the eagles have the strongest blood.
Kažu da orao također ima i najjaču krv.
It's a strong character, I don't know, the chemicals, the blood is so strong.
Kaže, to su verovatno te hemikalije u krvi koje čine tu krv da bude toliko jaka.
Greatest strength that is put together in a living creature.
Najveća snaga koja je upakovana u jedno živo biće.
Amen.
Amen.
Eagles, they fly alone at high altitude.
Takođe, orlovi sami lete u velikim visinama.
And not with sparrows or other small birds.
Ne sa vrapcima ili sa nekim manjim pticama.
The don't be interested in small birds, spiritually speaking. Don't be interested to fly with small birds.
Nemojte sada biti zainteresovani da letite s nekim malim pticama, mislim duhovno.
You see, no other bird can get so high as the eagle.
Ni jedna druga ptica ne može tako visoko da se vine kao orao.
Eagles, they stay away from sparrows or, and ravens.
Da, orlovi se klone i vrana i vrabaca i svih tih ptica.
Eagles fly with eagles.
Orlovi lete samo sa orlovima.
Amen. They love to fellowship together.
Oni vole da se druže zajedno.
They know the fellowship is around the mystery.
Zato što je to druženje jedna tajna.
A sparrow doesn't understand a speck of the mystery of the eagle.
Vrabac ne može da uhvati ni najmanju tačku te orlovske tajne.
Yet he is a bird.
Iako i on sam ptica.
So he also can fly.
I on također može da leti.
But not so high as the eagle.
Ali ni slučajno tako visoko kao orao.
So there are three kinds of believers.
Tako da postoje i tri vrste vernika.
We'll speak about them.
Malo ćemo i o tome govoriti.
Eagles have strong vision.
Orlovi su oni koji imaju jaku viziju.
They say they have ability to focus on something up to 5 kilometers away.
Kaže se da imaju sposobnost da se usresrede fokusno na nešto sa 5 kilometara daljine.
So when an eagle when he sights his prey, when he spots his prey,
kada orao zapazi svoj plen,
he narrows his focus on it,
on usresredi svoj fokus na njega,
and he sets out to get it,
i onda naravno jurni na njega da ga zgrabi.
And that's the believer.
Takav je i vernik.
When he sees the real goal of God,
kada vidi pravi Božji cilj,
when he see the move of God,
kada vidi Božji pokret,
the will of God,
i Božju volju,
there is nothing else that could take the attention away from that.
Ne može više ništa da omete vašu pažnju s te stvari.
Hallelujah. Because it's so great for him.
Zato što je to za njega tako važno.
Maybe for a hawk it's not nothing interesting.
Možda za neku svinju nema tu ništa zanimljivo.
It's a hawk. That's the bird.
Izvinite. Za sokola. Sokola je rekao brat.
Amen.
Okay.
But for the eagle it's great.
Ali za jednog orla to je jako važno.
And so when he focuses on that thing,
kada on se usresredi na tu stvar,
no matter the obstacles,
bez obzira na prepreke,
the eagle will not move his focus,
orao neće skloniti svoj fokus
from the prey until he grabs it,
sa tog plena sve dok ga ne ščepa.
Amen. That's Amen. The character of the real believer.
To je karakter pravog vernika.
It's not like you will make step towards the truth.
To nije kao da vi pravite korake ka istini.
And then the devil comes through someone.
A onda dođe đavo ili nešto tako.
Oh, you know, it's not so much like that.
Znaš, nije to baš tako.
You don't be too much, you know, fanatic to take it so serious.
Ne budi takav fanatik da to tako ozbiljno shvatiš.
Just have a little drink or just go for a swimming pool and
popi jedno piće, idi malo na bazen.
Just be normal just like the others.
Budi normalan kao i ostali.
The eagle will say, just get behind me, Satan.
A orao će reći, samo idi od mene, Sotona.
I'm going to my goal.
Ja idem ka svom cilju.
Because I have my focus on it.
Zato što sam se usresredio na to.
He just scatters all the sparrows and ravens away.
Mora da razjuri sve te vrapce i vrane i to.
He has a strong vision.
Jer on ima veoma moćnu viziju.
Amen.
Ili jak vid, dobar vid.
So the eagle, they say that the eagle has 3 eyelids.
Kažu da orao ima 3 zenice.
You see, we have only one.
Mi imamo samo jednu.
And many birds they have 2.
Dosta ptica imaju možda 2.
But the eagle has 2 plus 1.
Ali orao ima 2 pa plus još jednu.
And the third one is special.
A ta treća je posebna.
Because that one is transparent.
Zato što je ona providna, transparentna.
And that serves for moisturizing, protection of the eye.
I ona služi radi vlaženja ili zaštite očiju.
So God has given us the third, threefold purpose.
Tako da i Bog nama daje tu trostruku svrhu.
Amen. To see through.
Da bi videli kroz to.
Because if we don't see the threefold purpose of God,
jer ako mi ne vidimo tu trostruku Božiju svrhu,
that the prophet preached in the crisis the mystery of God revealed,
koji je prorok propovedao u propovedi Hriste Božija otkrivena tajna,
then we cannot understand what is the message about.
Onda mi ne možemo razumeti zbog čega je ova poruka.
And then we cannot see what are we here for.
I onda ne možemo ni videti zbog čega smo mi ovde.
And what should we act out?
I šta mi to treba da ispoljimo?
Amen.
Amen.
But the eagles were built up to see.
Ali orlovi su tako izgrađeni da mogu videti.
We are built up to believe what God has said.
A mi smo tako izgrađeni da bi verovali ono što je Bog rekao.
Amen. The eagles, they have oil glands in their body.
Orlovi imaju uljne žlezde u svom telu.
To oil their feathers for protection from water, snow.
I one će nauljiti njihova perja radi zaštite od vode, od snega, od tih stvari.
And just like dove has.
Isto nešto kao što i golub što ima.
It's a protection, the oil. No.
To ulje je u stvari zaštita.
So the Holy Spirit is also our protection.
Tako da je također Sveti Duh naša zaštita.
From water and snow.
Od vode, snega.
And it's also for aerodynamics.
I to je također dobro za aerodinamiku.
So with the Holy Spirit we go much faster.
Tako da sa Svetim Duhom se krećemo mnogo brže.
Amen.
Amen.
The eagles, they can stand very low temperatures.
Orlovi mogu podneti jako niske temperature.
Oh, the spiritual eagles, they can stand great trials and tests.
A duhovni orlovi također mogu podneti velika iskušenja i testove.
The hawks, they are not built that way.
Soko nije tako izgrađen.
He will freeze in that low temperature.
On bi se u tako niskoj temperaturi smrzao.
So a hawk, which is also a type of believer.
A soko koji je isto tip vernika,
but not the real believer,
ali ne onog pravog vernika,
he cannot stand the trials and tests and the opposition.
On ne može da izdrži iskušenja i opoziciju na koju naleti.
But the eagle, just like Job was one of the eagles in the Bible.
Ali orlovi, kao što je Job bio jedan od orlova iz Biblije,
he could stand a very great trial.
On je mogao da podnese veoma veliko iskušenje.
And you were made that way also.
A i vi ste takođe izgrađeni na jedan takav
Amen.
Način.
Because God has made you that way.
Zato što vas je Bog tako načinio.
Sometimes we are tried and tested.
Nekada prolazimo kroz kušnje i probe.
Don't never murmur in that test and trials.
Nemojte nikada gunđati dok prolazite kroz te iskušnje
always,
i testove.
Always believe that God has allotted to that for a purpose.
Uvek verujte da je Bog to dopustio sa nekom svrhom.
Amen. And he trusts you being an eagle.
I on veruje vama da ste vi orao.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Slava Gospodu.
Eagle can fly about 100 kilometers, it can fly maybe more, but in a 100 kilometers speed, it can stop in the air almost just at once.
Orao može leteti 100 kilometara brzinom na sat i onda odjedanput može skoro na mestu da stane.
He has very good brakes.
Ima strahovito dobre kočnice.
So he can fly very high and fast.
Znači može veoma visoko i brzo da leti.
But when it's needed, he can really stop right away.
Ali kad je potrebno, može momentalno da se zaustavi.
So the spiritual eagles, they can go to the real deep things of God.
Tako i duhovni vernici mogu zaista otići u neke duboke Božije stvari.
That the world and the religious world knows nothing about.
O kojima svet i religiozni svet ne zna ništa.
But when the eagle needs to testify to someone in confusion,
ali kada orao je tu da svedoči nekome ko je zbrkan u konfuziji,
or just a lost sinner from the world,
ili nekom izgubljenom grešniku u svetu,
he can get to us the simple gospel.
On može da se spusti do najjednostavnijeg evanđelja.
And just to put the emphasis on the little things.
I može da naglasi samo neke male stvarčice odavde.
See, because he can stop right away.
On može odmah da se zaustavi.
It doesn't mean that he cannot fly high up there.
To ne znači da on ne može visoko da se vine.
Because there are many people that they preach deep things, which I believe in deep things.
Jer postoje mnogi ljudi koji propovedaju duboke stvari, a ja također vjerujem u te duboke stvari.
But they don't care about the little things.
Ali ne mare za te male stvari.
You see, like paying a tithe, for example.
Recimo kao plaćanje desetka.
And having communion.
Ili imati večeru Gospodnju.
And you could take many things in the word.
I možete uzeti puno stvari iz reči.
And that's a fundament.
A one su temeljne stvari.
And some people just they don't care about it because it's too little for them.
A neki ljudi ne mare za te stvari jer im deluje kao beznačajno.
Then you see it's not eagles.
Vidite, to onda nije kao orao.
But the eagle don't stay only on those things.
Ali orao se neće zadržati samo na tim stvarima.
He doesn't like to be inactive.
On ne voli da bude neaktivan.
Eagle likes to be active.
Orao voli da bude aktivna ptica.
Amen. But you know his activity,
ali ta aktivnost,
it is not on the movement, on the speed.
Ne, nije u pitanju brzina kretanja u toj aktivnosti.
He loves to be in action.
Voli da bude u akciji.
But it doesn't mean that he is fluttering his wings all the time.
Ali to ne znači da on neprekidno stalno samo maše krilima.
The scientists say that an eagle he uses his wings only 10% of his flying.
Naučnici kažu da orao tokom svog leta koristi samo 10% svoja krila.
The rest is just gliding.
Ostalo je samo da jedri na njima.
That's the same with the believer.
Isto je i sa vernikom.
We are not based on works.
Naša vera se ne temelji na delima.
Oh, if we don't move, then God doesn't move.
A ako se mi ne pokrenemo, neće se ni Bog pokrenuti.
No.
Ne, nije u tom tako.
We haven't even started moving until God has made the move.
Jer mi čak nismo ni počeli da se krećemo, a da se pre toga Bog nije pokrenuo.
But when he has made the move and made us eagles,
ali kada je on učinio taj pokret i načinio nas orlovima,
let me look, I got wings.
Onda mi pogledamo, imam krila.
I can use them.
Mogu ih koristiti.
Because they are mine.
Zato što ona pripadaju meni.
So I will use it.
Tako koristit ću ih.
And he start to flutter.
I naravno on počinje da maše.
And then he goes up.
I podigne se.
And then he glides.
I onda počinje da jedri.
Praise the Lord.
I kaže slava Gospodu.
Amen. Just 10%.
To je samo 10% mahanja krila.
And it reminds me is like almost in Christian life.
I to me podsjeća da je to tako i u hrišćanskom životu.
What you do.
Ono što vi činite,
decision,
odluka,
and just coming to the meeting,
samo da bi došli na skup,
just to make that little sacrifice you can make,
da biste učinili jednu takvu malu žrtvu koju ste uradili,
those are just little things that you have to do.
To su neke malene stvarčice koje vi treba da uradite.
It's just maybe like 10%.
Možda je to samo nekih 10%.
And the rest is what God is doing.
A ostalo je ono što Bog čini.
He does for you much more than you do for him.
On čini mnogo više za vas nego što vi činite za njega.
He wants your tithe, which is 10%.
On želi vaš desetak, što je samo 10%.
And the rest is his job.
A ostatak je njegov posao.
Because what you have from him.
Jer ono što vi imate, imate od njega.
You have it from him.
Vi imate to od njega.
Oh no, I earned the money. I worked hard.
Oh, ja sam zaradio novac. Ja sam tako puno naporno radio.
Who has given you the job?
A ko ti je dao uopšte bilo kakav posao?
Who has given you the opportunity?
Ko ti je dao bilo kakvu priliku?
Who has given you a job where you are paid for?
Ko ti je dao posao, a da ti plaćaju za to?
Some people work and they don't get paid.
Neki ljudi rade, a čak i ne dobiju platu.
So you just thank the Lord for everything.
Samo zahvaliti Gospodu na svemu.
Amen. He wants just 10%.
On je želeo samo 10%.
Amen. He does the rest.
A on daje ostalo.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Eagles.
Orlovi, vidite.
Amen. Eagles, they don't fly as fast as some raptors.
Orlovi ne lete tako brzo kao neki raptor.
Raptors, that's the other bird.
Okay, kao neke drugi predatori, grabljivci.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't fly, because I think it's hawk or some other bird. He can fly up to 280 or almost 300 kilometers. I think it's hawk.
Recimo soko može da leti do 280 do 300 kilometara.
Which is much more than eagle can.
To je čak brže nego što bi orao mogao leteti.
But there is a slight difference.
Ali postoji tu poprilična razlika.
Eagles maybe doesn't fly so fast.
Možda orao ne leti baš tolikom brzinom.
But he can endure for a long period of time and to fly and soar in heavenlies.
Ali on može dugo da jedri u vazduhu i da dugo krstari nebesima.
Amen. He has sometimes long distance migrations.
Ponekad oni se sele na velike razdaljine.
And it takes long.
I potrebno je dugo vreme da se leti.
You see all these denominational hawks.
Ako vidite te denominacijske sokole,
when they come to the and they meet the truth,
kada dođu do istine,
they want everything right away.
Oni odmah žele sve na brzak.
And if they don't get it,
i ako odmah sve ne dobiju tako,
they leave it.
Ostave to.
They come very fast.
Oni budu jako brzi u tome.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
O da, verujem, verujem.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen, tako je.
I met some people.
Sreo sam neke ljude.
And probably maybe you too.
A možda i vi.
They believed almost everything in one day.
Oni su poverovali skoro sve samo za jedan dan.
But then I've never seen him again.
A onda posle toga više ih nikad nisam video.
They didn't believe in a few days and
samo su verovali par dana i nema ih.
And then you have people.
A onda imate ljude.
And they wait, they listen and
koji slušaju, prate.
Seems like they are slow.
Izgledaju kao da su spori u nečemu.
But then problem comes and everything else comes.
Onda dolaze problemi i druge stvari.
But they don't leave the truth.
Ali oni ne napuštaju istinu.
They don't go away from it.
Ne napuštaju ju.
There's something holding them to that.
Nešto ih drži za to.
Amen. Maybe they don't go so fast.
Možda ne idu baš tako brzo.
But they have the endurance.
Ali imaju postojanost.
Amen. And there is a mystery that the eagle has.
I postoji jedna tajna oko u vezi orla.
How can he go? How can he fly so long? So just such a great distance.
Kako on može da leti na jednu tako veliku razdaljinu?
He goes. He climbs up by flying to such an altitude that he can get a thermal streams of air.
On se podiže do jedne takve visine da on može uhvatiti te termalne vazdušne struje koje ga nose.
And then the thermal stream of the air just holds him up there.
Onda te toplotne vazdušne struje, one ga u stvari držu na toj velikoj visini.
And he's gliding there.
I on naravno tamo samo
then he goes down to next thermal.
A onda se spusti do sledeće te vazdušne struje i ponovo ga podiže gore.
Because if he would stay right away in that high, in that altitude,
jer ako bi odmah ostao u toj visini,
he could just burst up.
Mogao bi on da se raspraspadne.
He has to actually what's the word? The pressures must be adjusted.
Aha, pritisak mora da bude podešen.
Amen. So thus we are not only climbing high and just disbelieving everything that is behind us.
Tako da mi se ne penjemo samo visoko, a onda sve što je iza nas da mi to više ne verujemo.
We still have to go higher.
Mi dalje moramo ići još više.
But don't leave those things that you've believed.
Ali ne napuštajte stvari koje ste već verovali.
I mean, what is truth, of course.
Ono što je istina, naravno.
Amen. Stay with that truth.
Ostanite sa svim tim stvarima.
Amen. So an eagle never gives up.
Dakle, orao nikad ne odustaje.
Amen. Sometimes there's strange things happens.
Ponekad se dešavaju i čudne stvari.
Sometimes crows, how you pronounce it, crows fly after bald eagles.
Ponekad vrane se popnu da uznemiravaju orlove.
Which is a funny thing because a crow cannot be compared to an eagle.
Što je veoma smešna stvar, jer vrana ne može uopšte da bude suparnik orlu.
Crow is a type of hypocrite.
Jer vrana je tip licemera.
He wants to play an eagle but he's still a crow.
On želi da se da izigrava orla, ali i dalje je samo obična vrana.
And you know that the eagle is never afraid of a crow.
A vi znate da se orao nikad neće uplašiti vrane.
You know what he does?
Znate šta on uradi?
When this crow goes after him.
Kada te vrane krenu prema orlu.
Why does she do it?
Zašto to čine?
Has an envy.
Zato što su ljubomorne.
He tries to impersonate.
Pokušava da imitira to gore.
Oh, what he thinks about himself. I'm also like that.
Šta on misli tamo gore? Pa ja mogu kao i on, jel?
What is he trying to show?
Šta on to pokušava da prikaže?
Eagle doesn't need to show something.
A orao ne mora ništa da pokaže.
He's a great bird.
On je već veličanstvena ptica.
But he's just eagle, as God has made him.
On je jednostavno orao onako kako ga je Bog načinio.
But the crow thinks that I can do it also.
Ali i vrana misli ja to mogu takođe.
One day Moses the great eagle was going through a Red Sea.
Jednog dana veliki orao Mojsije išao kroz Crveno more.
With all the other eaglets behind him.
Sa svim orlićima koji su ga preslijedili.
But then after them there was a crow that went after him.
A onda nakon njega došle su vrane koje su ga jurile.
That was the pharaoh, of course.
Bio je to naravno faraon.
And you know what eagle does?
I znate šta je orao učinio?
When he sees a crow is following him.
Kada je video da ga slede vrane.
Maybe he thinks, okay, let's have a little fun now.
Možda je pomislio, ajde malo da se zabavimo sada.
And he goes higher.
I on se podigao malo više.
He goes higher and higher.
I još više, još više.
And then the crow, no, my goodness, what shall I do now?
A onda vrane kažu, uf, šta ćemo sad?
And then when he goes to up to maybe 3 kilometers.
I kad se on vine gore, možda nekih 3 kilometara.
The crow either dies or it goes back.
Vrana ili umre ili se vrati nazad.
Amen. So the hypocrite cannot harm and elect.
Tako da licemer ne može da naudi izabranom.
Because the elect is obedient to the truth.
Zato što je izabran poslušan istini.
Amen. Let's speak about some habits that eagles have.
Hajde da još govorimo o nekim navikama koje orlovi imaju.
Eagles do not eat dead things.
Orlovi ne jedu strvine.
They feed only on fresh prey.
Oni jedino jedu svež plen.
As the Lord said, where the body is.
A Gospod je rekao tamo gdje je telo.
Where is the fresh kill?
Gdje je sveže ubijeno telo.
The word that was revealed in our day.
Reč koja se otkriva u našem danu.
No, in those days before us.
Ne u danima pre nas.
And he is the fresh word.
A on je ta sveža reč.
While vultures, they eat dead animals.
Dok, na primjer, lešinari će jesti i crkotine.
That's why eagles cannot have fellowship with vultures.
Zato orao neće imati zajedništvo sa lešinarima.
Amen. For vultures, you cannot explain it to him. He will really have a gastronomical jubilee on a dead, rotten rabbit.
Jednom lešinaru nećeš moći da objasniš to, zato što će on imati pravi gastronomski praznik na jednom crknutom zecu.
But an eagle will not go for such a meeting.
Ali orao neće otići na takav skup.
He will not go for such a spoiled doctrine.
Neće otići na jednoj takvoj iskvarenoj doktrini.
Amen. I've read somewhere that bald eagles, especially bald eagles.
Čitao sam da neki posebno hrabri orlovi. Bald.
That's the white head.
Okay, beloglavi orlovi.
And they say that they are opportunistic feeders. They eat. It means that they never know when the next meal comes.
Oni su takvi, takve ptice da oni nikada ne znaju odakle će sljedeći obrok doći.
That's the same with the believer.
Isto tako je nekako i s vernicima.
It doesn't mean that okay, we have a meeting. Okay, I will be eating the truth.
To ne znači okay, imamo skup, sad ću se najesti istine.
And then I will not eat the truth and then this and this.
A onda posle toga neću jesti isti od istine.
Sometimes you read the Bible.
Nekad samo čitate Bibliju.
You get nothing.
I ništa ne dobijete iz toga.
Sometimes you go for a meeting and you get nothing.
Nekad odete čak na skup i na njemu ne dobijete ništa.
But it's up to the revelation that God gives.
Ali to zavisi od otkrivenja koje Bog daje.
And he gives it.
I on ga daje.
But you never know when.
Ali nikada ne znate kada.
Because the revelation is not operated by human abilities.
Zato što sa otkrivenjem ne baratate kroz ljudske sposobnosti.
That eagle never knows where he will find his prey.
A orao nikad ne zna tačno gdje će naletiti na svoj plen.
Amen. And it is said that we have an altar in Hebrews 13:10.
Rečeno je u Jevrejima 13:10 da imamo oltar
where we can eat, but those that serve the shadow of the things, they cannot eat from it.
Od kojeg mi možemo jesti, ali oni su koji su služili kao sena, oni nisu mogli jesti od njega.
Amen. You see, eagles, they have a special area in their, it's called esophagus, I don't know, it's the place in the throat or okay. Somewhere.
Orlovi imaju jedno posebno mesto negdje smešteno u vratu.
Where they can store large amounts of food.
gdje mogu u stvari uskladištiti jednu veću količinu hrane.
And we, when he will store the full crop in there,
i kada uskladišti naravno tu negde tu hranu,
then he can usually survive at least 5 to 7 days without eating.
Može onda 4 do 7 dana da preživi da ne uhvati nikakav plen.
It's 5 to 7.
Od 5 do 7
just
dana.
From grace to completion.
To je kao od milosti do potpunosti.
And by grace the bride in the seven church ages survived on the food that God has given to
I
those ages.
Kroz milost nevesta je kroz 7 crkvenih doba preživela kroz hranu koju je Bog davao njima u tom periodu.
Amen. When we eat the truth,
dok jedemo istinu,
we don't die when we read and we get nothing.
We not die.
We don't die when we get nothing next time when we read.
Mi nećemo umreti odmah, možda ćemo jesti sljedeći put.
Sometimes we are feeding on the revelation that God has given to us for a long time.
Ponekad se hranimo na otkrivenju koji nam je Bog dao dugo vremena.
If you don't read the Bible someday, it doesn't mean you spiritually will die.
Ako neki dan ne čitate Bibliju, ne znači da ćete duhovno umreti.
But yet it's good, very good to read every time.
No, ipak,
every day.
Naravno, jako je dobro svakog dana je čitati.
Amen. That's what a believer does.
To je ono što vernik čini.
He reads the Bible every day.
Čita Bibliju svakog dana.
Amen. Let's go on. An eagle doesn't need any rest after the meal.
A orlu nije potreban odmor nakon što je jeo.
Exodus 12.
Izlazak 12.
Nothing should be left from the lamb that they ate.
Ništa ne treba da ostane od jagnjeta koje su jeli.
Amen.
Amen.
So we eat the full word.
Tako da i mi jedemo kompletnu reč.
We eat everything that the prophet spoke to us.
Jedemo sve ono što je prorok nama izgovorio.
If some hawks will come and will say, oh, you know, Abraham did a mistake here.
Ako dođe neki soko i kaže, a znaš, brat Abraham je tu negde nešto pogrešio.
And you can be sure that when he says, there is one mistake Abraham did here.
A možete biti sigurni kada on kaže da evo ovdje ima jedna greška koju uradio brat Abraham.
Then he will say, the next time he will say, oh, there is another mistake.
A sljedeći put onda će reći da je našao još jednu grešku.
Oh, there is also this mistake.
Također ima još jedna greška.
Also, this is not true.
Pa ni ovo baš nije sasvim tako.
But on the end, he doesn't believe the message anymore.
I na kraju ispadne da više ne vjeruje poruku.
So you don't have fellowship with the hawks that disbelieve.
Tako nemojte imati zajedništvo sa tim sokolima koji su u stvari nevjernici.
Because what brat Abraham spoke to us,
zato što ono što je nama brat Abraham izgovorio,
that was the anointing of Elijah,
to je bilo Ilijino pomazanje,
and that Elijah anointing was promised to fulfill all things.
A to pomazanje Ilije je obećano da će ispuniti sve stvari.
Or to restore all the things.
Ili da će obnoviti sve stvari.
Elijah will come and will restore all things.
Ilija će doći i obnovit će sve.
So how can he restore if he had mistakes?
Pa kako je moguće da će on obnoviti ako je grešio?
If he had mistakes, then he was just a reformer.
Ako je imao greške, onda je samo reformator.
But he was a prophet.
Ali on je bio prorok.
He was the voice of God to us.
On je bio Božji glas nama.
You can hang your life on the message of the hour.
Možete okačiti ili vezati svoj život za poruku ovog
časa. And you will never be disappointed.
I neće vas to nikad razočarati.
Because God will prove it to you.
Zato što će Bog vama to potvrditi.
You can never go higher by disbelieving the word.
Nikada
you cannot go higher by disbelieving the word.
Nikada ne možete da se vinete više tako što ćete sumnjati u reč.
Eagles, they don't leave any rest.
Orlovi ne idu na odmor.
They eat up all the message.
Oni će pojesti celu poruku.
They don't filter it out.
Oni neće filterisati nju.
Amen. Are you one of them?
Da li ste vi jedan od tih?
Amen. Praise the Lord. An eagle doesn't change his rock for his whole life.
A također orao ne menja ni svoju stenu na kojoj stoji čitav svoj život.
Amen. When a spiritual eagle is born,
kada je rođen duhovni orao,
he was born from the revelation of Jesus Christ.
On je rođen kroz otkrivenje Isusa Hrista.
Because the prophet said the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you is the new birth.
Zato što je prorok rekao da otkrivenje Isusa Hrista lično vama je novorođenje.
And when you are born from Jesus Christ,
i kada ste rođeni od Isusa Hrista,
the fullness of God,
od punine božanstva, božanstva,
then you can never disbelieve that word.
Više onda nikada ne možete sumnjati u tu reč.
It's what John said.
To je ono što je Jovan rekao.
It's impossible that he would disbelieve.
Never, nemoguće je da on sumnja dalje.
Because the seed of God remains in him.
Zato što Božje seme ostaje u njemu.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen.
Amen.
Strong eagles, they, you know, I will maybe skip some things because we would stay
okay,
very long.
Okay, možda ću zaobići neke stvari da ne bi ostali predugo.
They can fly. Eagles can fly above the storms, I've heard.
Čuo sam da orlovi mogu leteti čak i iznad oluja.
Using those thermal winds.
Koristeći te termalne struje.
Oh, one day I was with my boys on a hill.
Jednog dana bio sam sa svojim dečacima na brdu negde.
There was those men that they were how you call it gliding, you know, with the parachutes.
Aha, bili su tamo ti ljudi koji su planinari.
And one of them paragliding.
Okay. No. To su ovi što onda što idu sa tim kao zmajevi što lete, okačite se pa se spustite s tim.
And one of them he just fell down not very far from the peak.
Jedan pao ne tako daleko od litice, od vrha litice.
Maybe 100 meters or so.
Možda je negde 100 metara dole.
And I went to him because he was packing his parachutes.
Otišao sam ka njemu zato što je pakovao taj, da nazovem, zmaj.
And so I spoke to him and I said,
i malo sam popričao s njim i rekao sam,
so what would you say is not good now, is it?
Ha, šta bi
sad, doesn't work now very good. Yeah.
To sada nije ti baš izašlo na dobro.
I said, yeah, it's not very good today.
Da, danas nije baš bio dobar dan.
And I said, is not much wind today, is it?
Nemaš danas dovoljno vetra za ovo, zar ne?
And he said, well, it has nothing to do with winds.
Pa kaže, nije toliko u pitanju vetar.
I said, beg your pardon?
Ja vam kažem, molim.
I thought it has.
Mislio sam da vetar je važan.
And how does it work?
Kako to uopšte može da radi?
I said, I don't need winds.
Rekao je, nisu mi potrebni vetrovi.
I need the sun.
Meni je potrebno sunce.
The sun?
Sunce.
For what?
Šta će ti sunce?
Because when there are no clouds and the sun is shining,
jer kad nemaš oblaka i sije sunce,
then there are very hot thermal winds.
Onda dolaze
winds, the air,
te
the streams.
Tople termalne struje.
And then I go, then I can catch them and go high and I can travel very far.
I onda mogu da ih uhvatim i onda veoma daleko da odem na njima.
But if it was cloudy at that day,
a tog dana je naravno bilo oblačno.
And he said, if there are clouds,
ako ima puno oblaka,
then I'm dependent on the winds.
Onda tek zavisim o vetru.
And he said, but I never really know where a wind will carry me.
A onda je rekao, uistinu ni ne znam gde će me vetar odneti.
I think it's the same in the spiritual.
Mislim da je isto tako i sa duhovnim stvarima.
When Jesus Christ himself, the truth, is shining upon us.
Kada Isus Hrist, koji je istina, sija na nas.
We have the thermal winds.
Imamo te termalne struje.
And we can catch them and travel very far.
Možemo ih uhvatiti i daleko otići na njima.
To millennium and to eternity.
Do milenijuma, pa i u večnost.
Amen. But if it's cloudy,
ali ako je oblačno,
if you live under a cloud of unbelief,
ako živite pod oblacima nevere,
then you are dependent on the winds of doctrine.
Onda ovisite o vetrovima doktrina.
And you can end up on a tree somewhere.
I možete završiti negde na nekom drvetu.
And trees is man.
A drvo je predstavlja čoveka.
You see, it's like people.
To su kao ljudi, drvo.
So you can maybe hang on somebody else.
Možda možete da se zakačite na nekog drugog.
But it's better to be dependent not on man but on Christ.
A bolje je da ne zavisite o ljude već o Hrista.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen.
Amen.
You know the eagle has a sunglasses.
What?
Sunglasses.
Orao
have a built in.
Aha, orao ima ugrađene sunčane naočale.
He can stand a very sharp sunlight.
Može podneti jako jako sunce kada sije, jel?
You know, when an enemy tries to, you know, eagle really loves to see the sun.
Orao u principu voli jako da vidi sunce.
And he likes to fly towards the sun.
Čak i voli da leti ka suncu.
Like he's trying to grasp it.
Kao da pokušava da ga dostigne.
That's the desire of the eagle.
To je jedna želja orla.
Just like we are flying towards Christ.
Kao što mi idemo, letimo ka Hristu.
We see him, we love him.
Vidimo ga i volimo ga.
And the scripture says it is good for the eyes to see the sun.
A pismo kaže da je dobro za oči da vide sunce.
And especially spiritually speaking.
Posebno kada govorimo o duhovnom.
So if you can have some things preached or you can be busy with some things.
Možete biti imati neke propovedane stvari ili biti zauzeti sa nekim stvarima.
But if Christ is not the main one there.
Ali ako Hrist u tim stvarima nije glavna stvar.
If Christ is not the object.
Ako Hrist nije taj cilj ili predmet na koji gledate.
If Christ is not the center of the revelation.
Ako Hrist nije centar vašeg otkrivenja.
Then you are only under a cloud.
Onda se nalazite samo pod nekim oblakom.
And being an eagle, you will not be happy under a cloud.
A budući orao, nećete biti sretni ako budete pod nekim oblakom.
Amen. And when he flies towards the sun.
I dok je on leteo ka suncu.
And sometimes an enemy tries to get between him and the sun.
A nekada neprijatelj pokušava da se ispreči između njega i sunca.
To make a shadow.
Da bi bacio neku senku.
To stop him somehow.
Da bi ga na neki način zaustavio.
Then the eagle flies towards the sun so straight.
Onda orao leti prema suncu tako izravno.
That no other bird can stand the sharpness of the sun.
Da ni jedna druga ptica ne može da izdrži silinu sunca.
Amen. There are not many people that can stand the full truth of this message of the hour.
Također nema ni puno ljudi koji mogu podnijeti kompletnu istinu poruke ovog časa.
It's very sharp.
Ona je veoma oštra.
And when you have something sharp,
a kada imate oštru stvar,
it can hurt.
Može i povrediti.
And just like Brother Dušan said on Friday.
Kao što je brat Dušan rekao u petak.
Sometimes we have to say things we don't like to say.
Ponekad moramo reći stvari koje čak i ne volimo da kažemo.
But we would rather offend a man and don't offend God.
No, mi bi ipak rađe da povredimo čovjeka, a ne Boga.
You rather hurt man than God.
Bolje povredite čovjeka nego Boga.
But whom? Whom?
I koga?
Who does it? Eagles.
Ko to onda čini? Orlovi?
Hulk will make a compromise.
Soko će praviti kompromise.
He will say, okay, let's do something that also the people will be satisfied and okay, God could accept it also.
Soko će reći, ajde onda da napravimo tako stvar da i ljudi budu malo zadovoljni, a i Bogu će to biti prihvatljivo.
You know, when you watch Brother Branham, he was not like that.
Vidite, kada gledate život brata Branhama, on nije bio takav.
He loved people.
On je voleo ljude.
He didn't want to hurt them.
I nije u stvari želeo da ih povredi.
Sometimes he had such a desperation that because he knew he has to say some things.
Ponekad je bio toliko očajan zbog toga što je znao da mora reći neke stvari.
And sometimes your pastor has to tell you something that really hurts you.
A ponekad vam i pastir mora reći nešto što će vas dobro povrediti.
But when you are an eagle,
ali ako ste orao,
you will remember,
vi ćete zapamtiti,
that he doesn't do it to hurt you,
da on ne čini to iz razloga da vam naudi,
he's doing to help you,
već želi vam pomoći.
He doesn't want to hurt God.
On ne želi povrediti Boga.
Amen. It's like someone said,
to kao što je neko rekao,
I would rather offend someone into heaven than to flatter him into hell.
Ja bi rađe nekoga tako povredio da završi na nebu nego što bi mu laskao a da završi u paklu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The eagles are very strong.
Dakle, orlovi su stvarno jake ptice.
And eagles, they are very graceful in flying.
Orlovi su veoma raskošni dok lete.
Yeah. And but not so much in walking.
Ali kad ih vidite da hodaju, baš ne deluju tako raskošno.
Have you ever seen an eagle walking on the earth?
Da li ste nekad videli orla dok hoda na zemlji?
Find it out on the internet.
Ja sam to video na internetu.
You can find it out.
I vi možete to vidjeti na internetu.
See many nice things about eagles.
Možete naći puno zanimljivih stvari o orlovima.
It's the most funny thing.
To je najsmešnija stvar.
Because an eagle, he has a great long talons.
Zato što on ima velike kanđe.
To get the prey.
Da bi s time zgrabio plen.
We have something to catch the word and not leave it.
I mi imamo nešto s čime ćemo ščepati reč, a ne da je pustimo.
But then when we try to be worldly,
Ali kada mi sa time pokušavamo da budemo svetovni
and to be like the other people in the world,
i pokušavamo se prilagoditi drugim ljudima u svetu,
and when you see a son of God or a daughter of God,
i kada vidite Božijeg sina ili Božiju kćer,
God's eagle trying to act like the world,
Božijeg orla kako pokušava da bude kao i svet,
you see what that thing it is.
Pomislite, zajme Boga, šta je to?
He's not an unbeliever, a sinner.
On nije nevernik ili grešnik.
Yet he's not a real eagle flying.
Ali niti leti kao pravi orao.
You cannot put it together. What are you doing? It's stupid.
Ne možete to uklopiti. Kažete, šta radiš to? Pa to je glupo.
It's funny, but it's not funny. It's sad, but it's
to nije toliko smešno, već više tužno, no ipak i smešno.
When you see a Christian smoking.
Kada vidite hrišćanina kako puši.
What?
Kažete, molim.
It's like it doesn't fit to you.
To nekako ne paše.
You're a Christian, you are an eagle.
Ti si hrišćanin, orao.
What are you? It's just for vultures.
Pa to je samo za lešinare.
It's for the world, it's not for you.
To je za svet, a nije za tebe.
Just recognize you are an eagle.
Prepoznaj samo da si orao.
Amen. A God's eagle drinking somewhere.
Vidite, ako ora ode negde da pije.
You see, it doesn't fit together.
Nekako vam to ne paše. Amen.
Amen. Things of the world, that's for vultures.
To su sve stvari ovog sveta i to je sve za lešinare.
Amen. Oh, there are many wonderful things about eagles.
Ima puno predivnih stvari u orlovima.
They, you know, when they marry,
kada oni uđu u bračnu zajednicu,
they have a the pairs of the eagles, they are for their whole life.
Oni se tako upare da to bude za čitav život.
Again, it's like doves.
To je isto kao i kod golubova.
It's very rare in the animal realm.
To je veoma retko u životinskom kraljevstvu.
But eagles, when they marry, they stay their whole life.
Ali orlovi kada uđu u bračnu zajednicu, to je za čitav život.
Just like real believers.
Baš kao što je to i sa pravim vernicima.
Amen.
Amen.
They are one body, one flesh, until the death will separate.
Oni su jedno telo sve do vremena dok ih smrt ne rastavi.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And what they do, they hunt in pairs.
I šta rade? Oni love u paru.
So it's not like a lion, you know, the lion, the to man, it was just, he went to sleep and the female, she goes to hunt.
To nije poput lavova, jer lavovi lav samo legne i čeka da ženke obave posao i donesu hranu.
But eagles, they hunt in pairs,
ali
both of them.
Kod orlova je to, oboje idu lov u paru.
And they even raise their children together.
Čak i decu zajedno odgajaju.
I've heard that no other birds do it.
Čuo sam da nema drugih ptica koje tako postupaju.
It speaks about the unity of a believer with Christ.
To u stvari govori o jedinstvu vernika sa Hristom.
Believer is so in such a unity with Jesus Christ.
Vernik je u jednom takvom jedinstvu sa Isusom Hristom
that he does what God does.
Da on čini ono što Bog čini.
When God moves, the believer moves.
Kad se Bog pokrene i vernik se pokrene.
When God stops, the believer stops.
Kad vernik stane, kad Bog stane i vernik stane.
Because for him the will of God is the absolute.
Zato što je za njega Božja volja apsolut.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen. They live together. They build their nest together.
Zajedno žive i zajedno grade i gnezdo.
Amen. The believer is active.
Vernik je aktivan.
Like Brother Dušan said on Friday.
Brat Dušan je to rekao u petak.
Is it a rest or working?
Da li je u pitanju odmor, počinak ili rad?
Did Jesus was Jesus resting or working?
Da li je Isus odmarao ili je radio?
You see, how is it with us?
Tako je nekako i sa nama.
Are we resting or working?
Da li odmaramo ili radimo?
When a believer enters God's rest,
kada jedan vernik uđe u Božiji odmor, počinak,
which is the Holy Ghost,
što je naravno Sveti Duh,
then you rest from your works.
Onda ste vi počinuli od svojih dela.
Because you cannot have a Holy Spirit and you are the boss, you are working.
Zato što vi ne možete imati Svetog Duha da ste vi šef i da vi sada radite neki posao.
It's the rest of yourself.
To je odmor sebe samoga.
And the Holy Spirit is bringing that rest.
I Sveti Duh naravno donosi takvu vrstu odmora.
Because when he comes inside,
jer kada on uđe unutra,
you have no other option.
Više nemate drugi izbor.
You have to stop.
morate da prekinete.
Because he's the boss.
Zato što je on šef.
So then you stop with your works.
I onda prekidate sa svojim delima.
But by putting Holy Spirit away from you,
ali ako odgurnete od sebe Svetoga Duha,
then you will never rest. You will work all the time.
Onda nikada nećete počivati, odmarati, već ćete ceo dan samo raditi nešto.
But let him come upon you.
Ali neka bi on samo došao na vas,
and he will make you stop working.
I on će učiniti da vi prestanete da radite.
It will not be you working, you thinking, or you believing.
Nećete to biti vi koji radite ili koji verujete ili vi koji razmišljate.
Because what do we believe?
Jel šta mi verujemo?
We don't believe by our own faith.
Jel mi ne verujemo u svoju vlastitu veru?
An eagle, a believer, believes by the Holy Spirit.
A orao vernik, on veruje kroz Svetog Duha.
It's not Luboš believing the word.
Nije Luboš taj koji veruje reč.
It's not Brother Aladdin believing the word.
Niti brat Aladdin veruje tu reč.
It's the Holy Spirit in Brother Aladdin believing his own word.
Već to je Sveti Duh u njemu koji veruje svoju vlastitu reč.
Amen. Because if you have your own faith,
jer ako vi imate sopstvenu veru,
you will come to a place where you will resign.
Doći ćete do jednog mesta kada ćete odustati.
It's better to know it now than to come to that place and be
bolje
disappointed.
Bolje je saznati to sada nego doći do tog mesta kada ćete doživjeti razočaranje.
Amen. Have God's faith.
Imajte Božju veru.
That was told to us.
To je ono što je nama rečeno.
When he says that,
kad je on to rekao,
it doesn't mean that okay, we have to build up his faith.
To ne znači da mi moramo da izgradimo sebe do njegove vere.
No, when he spoke to you, have God's faith.
Ne, kad je on vama rekao imajte Božju veru.
Is the creative word of God.
To je stvaralačka Božja reč.
You can praise the Lord right away.
Odmah možete početi slaviti
Gospoda. He spoke to me, have the faith of God.
On je meni rekao imaj Božju veru.
When he spoke, let there be light.
Kada je on rekao neka bude svetlo.
There was light.
I bilo je svetlo.
Maybe not in the very moment.
Možda ne samog tog trenutka.
But it came.
Ali se pojavilo.
When he speaks to you,
kada on govori vama,
just rest upon what he's spoken to you.
Samo počivajte na onome što on vama govori.
And you will see the word working in you.
I vidjet ćete kako reč počinje da deluje u vama.
Hallelujah. It's God working in his people.
To je Bog koji deluje kroz svoje ljude.
Amen. It's the great eagle working in us.
To je taj veliki orao koji deluje kroz nas.
That's our true nature.
I to je ta naša prava priroda.
Jesus Christ, the great eagle.
Isus Hrist koji je taj veliki orao.
And he's the word.
A on je reč.
And when you receive the word, you receive the spirit of the word.
I kad ste primili reč, vi primate i duha te reči.
And then you start to grow.
I onda naravno počinjete da rastete.
The real you starts to grow.
Onaj pravi vi počinje da raste.
And you are a little eaglet.
I vi ste mali orlić.
A born again eagle.
Na novo rođeni orao.
And you are elected to hunt yourself.
I vi ste izabrani da lovite za sebe.
But how can you learn to how to hunt?
Kako možete naučiti kako da lovite?
You know how it works with eagles?
Znate li kako to funkcioniše s orlovima?
The parents cannot tell the little eaglets how to hunt.
Roditelji ne mogu da ispričaju malom orliću kako on treba sada loviti.
You know my little eaglet?
Znaš orliću moj?
I will give you a book how to hunt.
Daću ti knjigu kako da loviš.
I will give you a book how to do this, how to flatter your wing.
Daću ti knjigu kako da uradiš ovo, kako da mašeš krilima.
You have all this explanation and description of your wings.
Objašnjenja, strukturu tvojih krila, sve.
And you have to really learn it in your hand.
Moraš dobro to da naučiš.
He doesn't do it.
E, to ne ide tako.
Maybe hawks do that.
Možda soko to tako radi.
But eagles don't do it.
Orao ne radi tako.
Oh, I will give you a book how to love your wife.
Daću ti knjigu kako da ljubiš svoju ženu.
How to love your husband.
Kako da voliš svog muža.
People make conventions. I've heard it somewhere. I don't know where it was.
Ljudi prave takve skupove. Ne znam gde je to bilo, ali čuo sam.
Convention. How to love your partner.
Skup, recimo, gde se govori o tome kako da volite svog partnera.
How to do this. How to do that.
Ili kako da uradite ovo ili ono.
To me, it's just not the way God does things.
Za mene to nije Božji način činjenja stvari.
It can be true.
Može to biti istina.
But it's just a theory.
Ali onda je to teorija samo.
It doesn't work like that.
I ne deluje kroz to.
With eagles, they don't learn it.
Orlovi to ne uče.
But it's born in them.
Već to se rađa u njima.
But they don't know it right away.
Oni naravno to ne znaju odmah.
But you know how they learn to hunt?
Ali znate li kako li oni uče da love?
They are watching their parents.
Oni prvo posmatraju svoje roditelje.
Amen. That's how our little eagles will learn also.
Tako će i naši mali orlići također učiti.
When we have children.
Kada mi imamo svoju decu.
I still have little children.
Ja još uvek imam malu decu.
We are sometimes really upset about that.
Ponekad sam jako uzrujan zbog toga.
You know, but we try to bring them to a higher position.
Mi pokušavamo u stvari da ih podignemo na viši nivo.
What is the best way?
Koji je to najbolji put?
Just to be an example.
A to je samo da budete primer.
Because the children watch their parents.
Zato što deca posmatraju svoje roditelje.
So one day they will start doing things that you did.
Tako jednog dana će i oni početi raditi ono što vi činite.
If those things are good.
I ako su to dobre stvari.
And I believe that I don't say it from my experience because they are still small.
Ja sad ne govorim samo iz svog iskustva pošto su moji još mali.
But I'm believing that by seeing the real life.
Ali verujem da ako oni vide taj pravi život.
Which we still make mistakes.
No, mi također još pravimo i greške.
But we are trying to live that they would see the main goal of the life.
No, mi pokušavamo tako da živimo da bi oni mogli vidjeti koji je pravi cilj u životu.
What we are trying to do.
Šta mi to pokušavamo
and
da učinimo.
When we do something wrong. When we do something
kada
wrong
nešto,
to them, we apologize to them.
Kada nešto uradimo loše prema deci, mi se izvinimo za to.
Even as parents, we cannot be so proud not to tell the children we were wrong.
I mi kao roditelji ne možemo biti toliko ponositi a da ne kažemo svojoj deci da smo pogrešili.
Because they watch us.
Zato što nas promatraju.
Amen. We have to be examples.
Moramo biti primjeri.
So we want to be.
Tako želimo to biti.
Amen.
Amen.
And the eagles, they are hunting and the little eagles watching.
A dok orlovi love, orlići to promatraju.
And during this time when the little eagles are watching their parents,
i tokom tog vremena dok mali orlići gledaju na svoje roditelje.
Amen. We are watching our parent.
I mi gledamo na našeg roditelja.
Jesus Christ the word.
Isusa Hrista koji je reč.
And moving in the true church.
I krećemo se u toj pravoj crkvi.
When you see Christ the word and the church,
kada vidite da Hrist reč i ta crkva,
the church operating by that word,
da crkva deluje kroz tu reč.
Wow, what an example.
Kakav je to primjer?
For everyone that really has the desire to be an eagle.
Za svakoga ko stvarno želi da bude orao.
Or someone that is fresh born to be an eagle.
Ili neko ko je već tek rođen da bude orao.
And what they do mostly, they only watch a rabbit or something running.
A često oni uglavnom gledaju možda nekog zeca kako beži.
Just like we are sometimes watching, oh, that was good.
Kao što mi nekad gledamo nešto i kažemo, ah, bilo je to dobro.
Oh, he said it very nice.
Da, to što je rekao, veoma je dobro.
But you never confess it yourself.
Ali nikad to sami ne ispovedate na taj
način. It's not only you believing what God is sending you through your pastor or ministers.
To nije samo da vi vjerujete u ono što Bog šalje svoju riječ kroz vašeg pastora ili nekog propovjednika.
They preach to you that you would take the same word and confess it and make the action according to the word.
Oni vam to propovedaju da vi to usvojite i da to ispovedate i da onda djelujete na temelju te riječi.
Because that word is the dynamics.
Zato što je ta riječ, ona je kao dinamit.
Dynamics.
Dinamika. Dinamika, okay.
And might be dynamite also.
Okay, to je dinamika. Ta reč kad je primite, to je dinamika.
It will make a great change in you.
I to će u vama načiniti veliku promjenu.
You start to rest.
Vi ćete početi da počivate.
And the Holy Spirit, he is the dynamics.
A Sveti Duh je dinamika.
But you don't need dynamics to rest.
Ali vama ne treba dinamika da odmarate.
When you want to have your car parked nicely in your garage.
Kada želite parkirati lepo svoja kola u garažu,
you don't need to have dynamics.
Ne treba vam onda dinamika.
You see, we don't receive God himself to do nothing.
Mi ne primamo samoga Boga da onda ne činimo ništa.
We don't receive the Holy Spirit just to watch how he does everything and we never move.
Mi ne primamo Svetog Duha da bi samo gledali kako će on obaviti sve, a da mi se nikad ne pokrenemo.
He's showing us the actions.
On nama u stvari pokazuje kako da postupamo.
And we watch it.
I mi to gledamo.
And we like it.
I dopadne nam se
and
to.
And we want to hunt for that word.
I onda mi želimo loviti sa tom reči.
But you know what little eaglets sometimes do?
A znate li šta mali orlići učine nekad?
When they learn to hunt,
kada uče, dok uče kako da love,
when they learn to fly,
kad su konačno naleteli, naučili kako da lete,
and they watch and they see there is a nice lake.
I onda vide tamo neko lepo jezerce.
And the bald eagles they hunt for fishes.
Beloglavi orlovi oni u stvari love ribu.
And sometimes when the little eagle learning to hunt, he spots a nice object there in the water.
I ponekad mali orlić kada uči da lovi, on zapazi neku malu tačku koju treba da lovi možda u vodi.
And he goes there and he grabs it.
I on se zaleti i ščepa to.
And then he looks.
I onda pogleda.
And it's a plastic bottle.
Bude neka plastična flaša.
And it's something that a man has made.
To je nešto što je čovjek proizveo.
You see, but it doesn't happen to the adult eagles.
Ali to se ne desi odraslome orlu.
Because they are trained.
Zato što su oni već uvežbani.
And sometimes little eagles, they catch some human-minded or man-made doctrine.
Nekada mali orliće uhvate neku ljudski načinjenu doktrinu.
And for a while they think, oh, it's so great, you know, oh, if you only knew.
Izvesno vreme oni misle, oh, to je tako sjajno, samo da znaš.
Oh, it's such a revelation.
Kakvog li otkrivenja.
Oh, you've never read it in the message.
Nikad to nisi video još u poruci.
That's really true.
Da, to je stvarno istina.
And I'm not going to eat it.
I ja to neću pojesti.
Amen. So they have to learn.
Tako da oni moraju da uče.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We make mistakes.
Naravno, mi činimo greške.
But then after we are trained,
ali nakon što prođemo obuku,
how are we trained?
A kako se mi to obučavamo?
Ephesians says the fivefold ministry.
Efežanima kaže da ta petostruka služba
was given to us that we would be perfected,
je dana za nas da bi mi bili time dovedeni do savršenstva,
and that we would not be tossed about by all winds of doctrines,
i da ne budemo vođeni ili nošeni svakim vetrom doktrine.
So when you see people that they reject the fivefold ministry,
kada vidite ljude koji odguraju ili odbacuju petostruku službu,
and maybe they will say, oh, you see, we have Brother Branham, we will listen to him only.
Možda oni kažu ovako, mi imamo samo brata Branhama i mi slušamo samo njega.
Because that's reliable source.
Zato što je to jedan siguran izvor.
I agree.
Slažem se.
But when they say, oh, we are not going to listen anyone else.
Ali kada kažu, nećemo više nikoga drugog slušati,
then I will say I don't agree.
A onda kažem ne slažem se.
Because God has a fivefold ministry.
Zato što Bog ima petostruku službu.
And Brother Branham spoke about the fivefold ministry as well.
A i brat Branham je također govorio o toj petostrukoj službi.
And the fivefold ministry is only in the bride.
A petostruka služba je samo u nevesti.
Oh, what about all the preachers, ministers in the Pentecostal and all the evangelical churches?
Propovednicima u pentekostalnoj i evanđelskim crkvama.
I don't know what they are, but they cannot be the fivefold ministry.
Ne znam šta su, ali nikako ne mogu biti u toj petostrukoj službi.
Because fivefold ministry,
zato što
is bringing Christ to the bride.
Petostruka služba je u stvari donošenje Hrista ka nevesti.
Even not all the ministers in so-called message are fivefold ministry.
Čak nisu ni svi takozvani propovednici u poruci nisu deo petostruke službe.
You have to check it.
Vi morate da to proverite.
If they don't speak what the prophet spoke,
ako ne govore ono što je govorio prorok,
then they are false.
Onda su lažni.
We've heard it on Friday.
Čuli smo to u petak.
And Paul said it in Ephesian church.
A Pavle je rekao to u Efeskoj crkvi.
Or I mean Jesus in Revelation.
Odnosno Isus u otkrivenju.
And those believers in the first age,
a ti vernici tog prvog doba,
and when they heard these apostles,
prvo kada su čuli te apostole,
and they were maybe slightly diverting the truth,
A onda bi možda počeli malo da izobličuju istinu.
And they were maybe taking just few things out of it and adding few things.
I možda su samo nekoliko malih stvari oduzeli i nekoliko malih stvari dodali.
Those believers in the first age,
ti vernici u tom prvom dobu,
they were eagles.
Bili su orlovi.
And they look into their eyes,
i gledali su u oči,
and they said, you are false.
I rekli su, ti si lažan.
Because you are not speaking what Paul spoke.
Zato što ne govoriš ono što je Pavle govorio.
Amen. You see, they didn't have a fear.
Vidite, oni se nisu plašili.
They were not afraid of them.
Nisu ih se bojali.
Oh, brother, but that's a great, that's a big brother.
Oh, pa brate, ali to je jedan veliki brat.
My littlest brother is a big brother.
I moj najmanji brat je moj veliki brat.
Who is a big brother?
A ko je uopšte veliki brat?
You see, there are no big and little brothers.
Vidite, nemamo male i velike veliku braću.
Brother said that a drunkard that was converted half an hour ago.
Brat Braham kaže da brat koji je bio, u stvari pijanica koji je bio obraćen pre pola sata,
and then you have a preacher that has been preaching for 20 years.
A onda tu imate i propovednika koji propoveda već 20 godina.
The preacher is not greater in God's sight than the drunkard.
Taj propovednik nije u Božjim očima veći ništa od tog pijanice.
Who was converted to Christ.
Koji je bio tek obraćen Hristu.
They're on the same level.
Oni su u stvari na istom nivou.
Amen. In God's eyes.
U Božjim očima.
Amen. And we have to see through his eyes.
A mi moramo gledati kroz njegove
because
oči.
Because eagle's eyes are his eyes.
Zato što orlovske oči su u stvari njegove oči.
Our eyes,
naše oči,
is hawk's eyes.
Su oči sokola.
You know, there are three kinds of birds.
Postoje tri vrste ptica.
I'll try to go slowly to the closing. not so much.
Pokušat ću malo da usporim pri kraju.
But a few things. You see,
imam nekoliko stvari.
Because we are speaking about the expressing of our true nature.
Zato što mi govorimo o izražaju naše prave prirode.
There are three birds.
Postoje tri ptice.
You have vultures.
Postoje sokoli.
Hawks.
Postoje lešinari, sokoli.
And eagles.
I orlovi.
Three kinds of believers.
To su tri vrste vernika.
Eagle is the believer.
Naravno, orao je vernik.
Hawk.
Soko
is the make believer.
Je takozvani vernik.
A vulture is the unbeliever.
A lešinar je nevernik.
And Barbara said that everywhere, every time when people are gathered, you have these three kinds together.
A brat Braham kaže da svaki put kada se ljudi negde skupe, imate sve tri zajedno.
So it means even now.
To znači čak i sada.
Oh, brother, don't say that.
A brate, pa nemoj sad tako da pričaš.
You don't build faith by that.
Ti kroz ovo ne gradiš našu veru.
How do we build faith?
Kako gradimo veru?
By speaking the truth.
Tako što ćemo govoriti istinu.
Is it true or not?
Da li je to istina ili ne?
The prophet said it.
Prorok je to tako rekao.
Three kinds of believers.
Tri vrste vernika.
Gathered together.
Se skupljaju zajedno.
Every time when people will meet.
Svaki put kada bi se skupili ljudi.
Amen.
Amen.
One day there were three brothers that came to visit us.
Jednog dana bila su tri brata koja su nas posetila.
And they were coming from a, maybe 2 hours or 3 hours distance from a place to see us.
Dolazili su nama u posetu sa neke razdaljine od 2-3 sata vožnje da bi nas videli.
And they had a good time in the car. They were talking about the words, you know.
I dobro su imali vreme, pričali su u kolima o reči i tako.
And when they came to this thought about the three kinds of believers.
A kada su došli do te ideje o tri vrste vernika.
And one of them said, you know, that's very interesting, brother Branham said.
Jedan od njih je rekao, znaš, to je jako zanimljivo što je brat Braham govorio o tome.
All the time you have three kinds of believers.
Da uvek i u stvari imaš tri vrste vernika.
And suddenly one brother said, I'm the believer, and you divide the two.
A jedan brat je rekao, ja sam vernik, a vi se ono ostalo podelite međusobno.
So I liked it when he said it.
Dopalo mi se to kad sam čuo.
Because, you know, it's a believer. He's, oh, I want it.
Zato što je on delovo kao vernik. Oh, da, ja to hoću.
Amen. You take the word yourself. You believe.
Vi uzmite reč za sebe. Vi verujte.
You don't watch the others.
Nemojte toliko gledati na druge.
If the others don't believe, okay, I'm believing.
Ako drugi ne veruju, to je na njima, ali ja verujem.
If someone is a make believer.
Ako je neko napola vernik.
I will be a believer.
Ja ću biti vernik.
An eagle doesn't make examples out of hawks and vultures.
A orao se ne ugleda na lešinare i na sokole.
Eagle is a very, how to say it, it's a marvelous bird.
Orao je veličanstvena ptica.
He's kind of sovereign.
Ona je suverena ptica.
He's so strong. He
toliko je snažan.
He's eagle.
Prosto on je orao.
There is interesting thing that I read.
Ima jedna zanimljiva stvar koju sam čitao.
That in 1967.
To je bilo 1967.
Now, I'm not making some doctrine or something.
Ne želim sad neku doktrinu od ovog praviti.
It's just an interesting fact.
To je samo neka činjenica koja je zanimljiva.
And this was 2 years after the prophet's departure.
A ovo je bilo samo 2 godine nakon što je prorok napustio zemlju.
Bald eagles were officially declared as endangered species.
Beloglavi orlovi su zvanično proglašeni za ugroženom vrstom.
In all areas of the United States.
U celoj oblasti Sjedinjenih Država.
Oh, I think brother Ron he can speak much more about those things.
Mislim da bi brat Ron mogao mnogo više o tome da nam kaže.
And I read this and I thought, that's interesting.
I pomislio sam, vidiš što je ovo zanimljivo.
You see when the prophet went out of the scene.
Znate kad je prorok otišao sa scene?
It was very hard to find eagles.
A bilo je veoma teško naći orlove.
I mean, when the word is revealed,
kada je reč otkrivena,
then many people go away.
A onda mnogi ljudi to napuste.
And only the true eagles will stay with this word.
A samo pravi orlovi će stojati sa ovom reči.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, one day there was a time when prophet Elijah in Israel.
Bilo je jedno vreme kada je prorok Ilija u Izraelu.
And he saw how the people were acting.
I video je ljude kako se postupaju.
How they were going from one side to the other and go there and back.
Kako se teturaju od jednog do drugog mesta i gore dole.
And they were believing Jehovah and then they were worshiping idols.
Malo su verovali u Jehovu, pa su onda proslavljali idole.
And they tried to act according to Moses' law and then also were sinning as or behaving like the other nation that did.
Pokušali su prvo da žive po Mojsijevom zakonu, a onda malo kasnije i da budu kao i ostali narodi.
And this prophet Elijah, he said,
a taj prorok Ilija je rekao,
Lord, only I am left.
Gospode, samo sam ja još ostao.
You see, would you make him guilty to say such a thing?
Da li bi ga okrivili što je rekao tako nešto?
Oh, Elijah, what do you think that you are the only believer?
Ilija, pa zar ti misliš da si samo ti vernik?
What do you think about yourself?
Šta ti misliš za samog sebe?
I'm not speaking about myself.
Ne govorim ja za sebe.
I'm just seeing that the whole Israel is just hybridizing the word.
Ja jednostavno vidim da ceo Izrael hibridizuje tu reč.
So therefore they are out.
Tako da su zbog toga oni van igre.
So I cannot see an eagle when I see a bird that is mixing the word with something.
Tako da ne može to više biti orao kada vidim kako mešaju reč sa nečim još.
So he said, I'm the only one.
Tako da je rekao ja sam jedini ostao.
And then God told him.
A onda mu je Bog rekao.
You know, I've left from me 7,000 that has not bowed down to Baal.
Znaš, ostavio sam sebi još 7,000 njih koji se nisu poklonili pred Baalom.
And the prophet Elijah has to say, oh, praise the Lord.
A prorok Ilija mora da je rekao slava Gospodu.
And 7,000.
7,000.
I know there's an interesting fact about eagles.
Znate, to je veoma zanimljiva činjenica vezana za orlove.
I'm not making a doctrine.
Ne pravim doktrinu.
But they say that bald eagles have 7,000 feathers.
Rečeno je da beloglavi orao ima 7,000 peradi, jel?
7,000.
7,000.
And the great eagle is Jesus Christ himself.
A veliki orao je naravno sam Isus
Hrist. And he can do nothing without you and me.
A on ne može uraditi ništa bez mene i vas.
As we heard, he has one feet, that's your feet.
On ima samo jedne noge, to su vaše.
My feet, no, our hands,
naše
our
ruke,
ears, our eyes.
Naše oči, naše
he can do nothing because he is the spirit and we are the body.
Zato što ne može ništa uraditi, on je duh, a mi smo to telo.
And an eagle without the feathers can do nothing.
Čak ni orao bez perja ne može ništa.
An eagle without the feathers, he cannot fly, he cannot hunt, he can
orao
do nothing.
Orao bez perja ne može ni leteti, ni loviti, ništa.
He will die, he will freeze because he doesn't have the protection and everything.
umreće i smrznuće se, jer neće imati zaštitu.
And the word could not live without people that are the word in flesh.
A ni ova reč ne može živjeti bez ljudi koji su reč u telu.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
We are his feathers.
Zato što mi smo njegovo perje.
So when he is flying high,
tako kada se on podiže visoko,
you are also high.
I vi ste onda visoko.
You are one of those feathers.
Vi ste onda jedno od tih peradi, jel?
Amen.
Amen.
And all the others, they are bowing down to Baal.
A ostali se klanjaju Valu.
Amen. Well, what a time we are living in.
Kako silnom vremenu živimo.
Just finishing only four papers.
Imam tu samo još četiri papira.
But this just go very, very quickly.
Osjećam da služba tek počne.
Very quickly. I said I cannot go longer than seven, which is two hours, which is very long, but sorry.
Ne možemo duže od sedam, što je dva sata, ali žao mi je, oprostite.
Or should I stop? I don't know.
Ili hoćete da stanem? You know?
Just I will just finish with few thoughts.
Samo ću još završiti sa nekoliko misli.
You know, these impersonators.
Ti imitatori.
Which doesn't only mean the other people that don't believe the word.
To samo nisu neki drugi ljudi koji ne vjeruju reč.
Vultures and hawks is also the body and the spirit.
I lešinari i sokoli su također telo i duh.
Because you are a threefold being.
Zato što ste i vi trostruko biće.
And when you have Christ in you, he is in the soul.
A kada je Hrist u vama, on je u vašoj duši.
So does the eagle.
Tako to je sa orlom.
Your spirit, you cannot rely upon him, it's a hawk.
Sa duhom vi ne možete da se oslonite na to, jer to je samo soko.
Your body is just a vulture.
A telo je samo lešinar.
So inside is the believer.
Tako da je unutar nas vernik.
And the spirit is the make believer.
A duh je takozvani vernik.
This is an unbeliever.
A ovo je jedan nevernik.
But you know, there's one thing.
Znate, postoji jedna
when
stvar.
When the eagle is inside.
Kada je orao iznutra.
He can eat up the eagle, the hawk and the vulture as well.
On može da pojede i lešinara, a i sokola.
Amen.
Amen.
When you live by the eagle nature in you.
Kada ste vođeni orlovskom prirodom koja je u vama.
You see, he has one tool.
On ima jedan alat.
And that's faith in the word.
A to je vera u reč.
But the hawk.
Ali soko.
He has also one tool.
I on ima jedan alat.
And you know what it is?
Znate li koji je to alat?
Reasoning.
Razum.
That's hawk's tool.
To je alat jednog sokola.
You are not believer by knowing.
Vi niste vernik tako što nešto znate.
You see, reasoning will tell you, oh, the prophet made mistakes.
Vidite, razum može reći da je prorok negdje pogrešio.
It's so plain because I can look into history, to facts and this.
Toliko je to jasno, ja mogu pogledati u činjenice, u historiju i sve stvari.
Then you are a believer in the history.
Onda ste vi vernik u historiju.
I believe the prophet rather than the history.
Ja bi rađe vjerovao proroku nego historiji.
The prophet did it a wrong way.
Oh, prorok je to pogrešno učinio.
Who am I or you or whosoever to say the prophet did it a wrong way?
Ko smo ja ili vi ili kogod drugi da kaže da prorok je to loše uradio?
A person that will say such a thing.
Osoba koja će izjaviti tako nešto.
Doesn't know what the prophet means.
Ne znači čak ni šta znači prorok.
Doesn't know what the eagle means.
Ne zna šta znači biti orao.
Because what is the prophet?
Jer šta je prorok?
The prophet is a divine revelator of God's word.
Prorok je božanski otkrivač Božje reči.
That is written in his own life.
Koja je zapisana u njegovom sopstvenom životu.
It's not only what he preaches.
Nije samo ono što on propoveda.
But what he was living.
Već i ono što on živi.
You will see on his action, decision, when he did, in his family, and everywhere he went.
Vidjet ćete kroz njegove postupke i akcije u porodici ili gdje god je išao.
You can make an example.
Možete izvući iz toga primjer.
That's God's voice to us.
Zato što je to nama Božji glas.
Also by that life.
Također i taj život to
not
pokazuje.
Only preaching.
Ne same propovedi.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, a reasoning.
Znate, rasuđivanje, razum.
Which is a tool of a hawk.
što je jedan alat s koji koristi Soko.
Maybe reasoning will tell you, oh, this was rockets.
Možda će razum da vam kaže, a, ovaj oblak su načinile neke rakete.
To me is not eagle's voice.
Za mene to uopšte nije orlovski glas.
That's a supernatural cloud.
To je nadprirodni oblak.
How do you know? You've never been there.
Kako znaš kada nikad nisi bio tamo da vidiš?
That's true, but I believe it.
Istina je to, ali ja verujem.
How can you believe it?
Kako možeš to verovati?
There are facts.
Postoje razne činjenice
i stvari. The prophet said it.
Prorok je to tako rekao.
Voice of God told him, turn it right.
Božji glas mu je rekao, okreni to u desnu stranu.
That's Christ up there.
To je Hrist tamo gore.
He said, those are the seven thunders.
Rekao je, to su tih sedam gromova.
That he showed us.
Koje on nama pokazao.
And then, how can it be rockets?
Kako onda uopšte to mogu biti rakete?
Of course it was not rockets.
Naravno da nisu bile rakete. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Reasoning, you know, it doesn't lead anywhere.
Razum vas neće nigde odvesti.
Reasoning is the source of all the strange doctrines we have in the message.
Razlog tome što imamo razne čudne doktrine u poruci je upravo razum.
Because Hawks came to the word and start to reason.
Zato što Soko dolazi do reči i počinje da rasuđuje te stvari.
By taking just a part of the word.
Tako što će uzeti samo deo reči.
And they, by that they produce just a psychology.
A time će proizvesti samo neku psihologiju.
So if there is no revelation,
tako da ako u tome nema otkrivenja,
it's just a psychology.
To je samo psihologija.
Amen.
Amen.
Those impersonators like vultures.
Ti imitatori kao što su lešinari.
They eat dead things.
I hrane se sa mrtvim stvarima.
They are feeding on that.
Oni se hrane tim stvarima.
You know, watching TV.
Gledaju televizor.
Watching filthy things on the internet.
Gledaju prljave stvari na internetu.
That's vulture nature.
To je u stvari lešinarska priroda.
Oh, you want to say I'm a vulture?
Hoćeš reći ja sam lešinar?
Oh, if you are guilty of that.
Ako si kriv zbog toga,
maybe you are an eagle.
Možda si čak i orao.
But you don't express an eagle.
Ali još ne izražavaš orla.
You must be born again.
Moraš biti nanovo rođen.
The eagle must be born again in you.
Orao mora da se rodi u tebi.
Then for you those things, you will get away from that.
Onda ćeš se kloniti tih stvari.
Because you have another nature.
Zbog toga što je u tebi jedna druga
that's
priroda.
Much more supreme.
Koja je mnogo uzvišenija.
Hey man. You are not feeding on dead things.
Ti se nećeš hraniti mrtvim stvarima.
Dead doctrines.
Mrtvim doktrinama.
Amen.
Amen.
You know there are denominational customs.
Znate postoje razni denominacijski običaji.
Because the hawks came to take things from the message.
Zato što ti sokoli dolaze da uzmu neke određene stvari iz poruke.
And when they try to have a competition between them.
I onda pokušavaju da se takmiče međusobno.
Churches having competition.
I crkve se nekad međusobno takmiče.
Which one is better?
Koja je bolja?
Which one has greater this or that?
Koja ima bolje ovo ili ono?
You see, those are dead things.
Vidite, to su sve mrtve stvari.
Competition being better than the other one.
Takmičenje znači biti bolji od onog drugog.
It's a denominational spirit.
To je denominacijski duh.
It's not anointing of the eagle.
To nije pomazanje koje je na orlu.
It's anointing of a vulture.
To je pomazanje koje je na lešinaru.
Then you will see those people anointed by that, they will start to feed on the worldly things.
A onda ćete vidjeti ljude koje se hrani takvim stvarima, koji to rade da se hrane svetovnim stvarima.
But look on the real one inside, the eagle.
Ali pogledajte na onog pravog iznutra koji je orao.
In our soul.
U svoju dušu.
That's the God's given leader.
To je Božji dan vođa.
And the prophet said, be sensitive to the voice of the inner man when you are born again.
A prorok je rekao da budemo osjetljivi na taj unutrašnji glas, unutarnjeg čovjeka kada smo na novo.
Don't you never try to outsmart him.
Nemojte pokušavati da ga nadmudrite.
Don't try to be smarter than Christ in you.
Nemojte biti pametniji od Hrista koji živi u vama.
No, Christ is our head.
Jer Hrist je naša glava.
Husband is the head of the wife.
A muž je glava ženi.
And what if the wife would start to be, oh, I'm just controlling, I'm checking my husband.
A šta ako bi žena počela, a ja samo želim da proverim malo svog muža.
Yeah, sure, he's my head, he's my leader.
Da, on je moja glava, moj vođa.
But I'm checking whether he's right or not.
Ali hoću da vidim da li je u pravu ili ne.
Then who is the leader?
Onda ko je tu vođa?
When she's checking and, you
kada ona sve to isproverava i tako.
See, when she's trying to be smarter than him.
Kada pokušava da bude pametnija od njega.
You see, it's the same like because the pastor is the husband of the church.
Kao što je pastir muž crkve.
He's given of God.
Dan je od Boga.
And he's given to you, and you should be subject to the authority of the pastor.
On je vama darovan i trebali bi biti podređeni pastorovom autoritetu.
You cannot say, oh yes, he's my head, okay? Yes, he's my pastor.
Ne možete reći, on je moja glava, on je moj pastir.
But I know when he's speaking wrong and when he's speaking right.
Ali znam kada govori ispravno ili kada govori pogrešno.
Then why would God give him to you as a leader?
Zašto bi ga onda Bog vama dao kao vođu?
If you have the last word.
Ako je vaša posljednja reč.
You see, but we have many people with such attitudes.
Ali imamo puno ljudi sa takvim odnosom.
When you have a God-given man,
kada imate čovjeka kojeg vam je dao Bog,
he can make mistakes.
On može pogrešiti.
We make mistakes.
I pravimo greške.
But God corrects us.
Ali Bog nas ispravlja.
It's not you correcting the pastor.
Niste vi taj koji ispravlja pastora.
Look to denominations.
Pogledajte na denominacije.
You see in most of them, or if not on all of them, the same thing.
Možete kod svih njih vidjeti tu istu stvar.
Usually it's a church ruling the pastor.
To je obično crkva koja vlada nad pastorom.
It doesn't look like that.
To ne deluje tako.
But the pastor is doing only what pleases the church.
Ali pastor uglavnom radi stvari koje su ugodne crkvi.
But sometimes the pastor is led to do something that maybe doesn't please anybody except God himself.
A možda pastor nekad uradi nešto što je ugodno samo Bogu i nikom drugom.
Have a trust in your God-given pastor.
Imajte poverenja u vama pastora danog od Boga.
If you are an eagle,
ako ste orao,
you will be very careful to say, oh, he was wrong, he was right, he was wrong.
Bićete veoma pažljivi u tome da kažete da je on pogrešio ili nije pogrešio.
If you don't have a God-given pastor, of course.
Ako nemate pastora koji je podignut od Boga, onda naravno.
Then when he's wrong and he's of the word, you leave
onda,
him.
Onda on nije na reči i ostavite ga.
But God-given leaders.
Ali od Boga dane vođe.
It's like we are given to Jesus Christ.
To je kao kada smo mi dani Isusu Hristu.
And the prophet said that the whole thing now.
A prorok kaže da sada čitava stvar
is the revelation of God,
je Božje otkrivenje,
to take Eve back to her right position,
da bi vratilo Evu ka njenoj punoj ispravnoj poziciji,
again with her husband,
ponovo da bude sa svojim mužem.
Amen.
Amen.
The right position,
u ispravnu poziciju.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
If we are eagle, you will respect him.
Ako ste orlovi, vi ćete ga poštovati.
You respect your head.
Poštovat ćete svoju glavu.
You respect your husband as wife.
Poštovat ćete i svog muža kao supruga.
If he's wrong, when he's wrong,
ako greši, pravi grešku,
when he's really wrong in something,
kada stvarno greši u nečemu,
you would pray for him.
Molit ćete se za njega.
Amen. You will don't try to be smarter than him.
Nemojte pokušavati biti pametniji od njega.
Because sometimes he can do things that you think is wrong.
Jer nekada može činiti stvari koje vi mislite da su pogrešne.
Sometimes he makes decision according to God's will.
I nekada on donosi odluke koje su u skladu sa Božjom voljom.
That you as a wife don't understand it at all.
A to vi kao žena ne možete čak shvatiti.
Now I'm speaking from my experience.
Eto govorim iz svog iskustva.
So I know it's true.
Znam da je to istina.
And you have to really be an eagle.
Zaista morate biti jedan orao.
To have trust in God leading your husband.
Da bi vjerovali Bogu da vodi vašeg muža.
And when you are faithful to that plan.
I kada ste verni tom planu,
God will honor you.
Bog će vas poštovati.
Even if he would be wrong.
Čak ako bi bio i ako bi on i grešio.
He would honor your faith.
On bi poštovao vašu veru.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh,
slava Gospodu.
we wouldn't be able to finish. There are so many things.
Nećemo moći sve ovo završiti.
But I want to say everything that is on my heart.
No, želeo sam reći sve što mi je na srcu.
Because probably it's for someone.
Zato što može biti to za nekoga.
So I have to just take the burden out of my shoulders.
Želim samo skinuti breme sa svojih pleća.
I believe I'm speaking to eagles of God.
Verujem da govorim Božjim orlovima.
The real believers.
Pravi vernici.
Time to finish.
Vreme izgleda da završimo.
The real eagles are amening to the word.
Pravi orlovi će amenovati reč.
Amen. When they hear Revelation 10:1.
Kada budu čuli Otkrivenje 10:1.
The mighty angel stood up, came down.
Moćni anđeo koji je sišao dole.
Which is Christ.
Što je Hrist.
He is present on the earth.
Da je on prisutan na zemlji.
In the time of the seventh angel.
U vreme sedmog anđela.
The eagles will say amen.
Orlovi će reći amen.
And the hawks will say, well, in a one way, yes, but on the other hand.
Sokoli će reći, pa da, u jednu ruku jeste, ali u drugu ruku.
And vultures will say nonsense.
A lešinar će reći, ma gluposti.
When it is said, all the seven seals are opened.
Kada je rečeno da su svih sedam pečata otvoreni.
Eagles will say, amen.
Orlovi će reći, amen.
And the hawks will reason.
A Soko će početi da rasuđuje.
Yeah, you know. Yes, yes, but not really, but
znaš,
yes.
Da, da, ali nije možda baš.
Six seals are open. Yes,
samo šest pečata je otvoreno.
But the seventh, well, it's a kind of mysterious.
Sedmi je nekako još tajanstven.
And the eagle will say, shut up, hawk, they are open.
A orao će reći, umukni, sokole, otvoreni su.
Because I'm part of that mystery.
Zato što sam ja deo baš te tajne.
Because my prophet, who is also an eagle as me.
Zato što moj prorok je orao kao ja.
He told me that the bride is taken in the seventh seal.
On je rekao da je nevesta je ta koja je uzeta kroz sedmi pečat.
And I say amen to that.
Ja kažem amen za to.
And you can do what you want.
Pa ti možeš raditi šta god ti želiš.
And the vulture says, ah, nonsense. What are you quarreling about?
Lešinar će reći, ma to su besmislice.
Oh, what? Yeah, I will just live on these simple things.
Ja ću živeti samo od ovih malih jednostavnih stvari.
But the eagle goes on.
Ali orao će nastaviti dalje.
When it is said, the seven thunders uttered their voices.
Kada je rečeno da je sedam gromova progovorilo svojim glasovima.
And the seven thunders were revealed under the seven seals.
A sedam gromova su bili otkriveni pod sedam pečata.
Because the prophet of God had a commission to do two things.
Zato što je Božji prorok imao zadatak da obavi dve stvari.
Bring our faith back to the faith of the Pentecostal fathers.
Da vrati našu veru nazad ka pentekostalnim očevima.
And the second thing, to reveal the mystery of the seven thunders.
A druga stvar je da otkrije tajne sedam gromova.
Seven church age book.
To je u knjizi sedam crkvenih doba.
And the eagles doesn't reason.
A orlovi uopšte ne rasuđuju.
I say, yes, amen.
Kažu da, amen.
And the hawk, yeah, well, no, I don't see that.
Ah, pa ne vidim da je baš to tako.
That's your problem, it's not my problem.
To je tvoj problem, to nije moj problem.
Oh, but you are condemning me.
Ali ti mene osuđuješ.
Yeah, no, you condemn yourself.
Ne, ti osuđuješ sebe.
I'm just showing that you are a hawk.
Samo ti pokazujem da si soko.
And but if you want to be an eagle,
ali ako želiš biti orao,
just be born again.
Samo budi na novo rođen.
And maybe there is predestinated seed in you.
I možda u tebi ima neko predodređeno seme.
But according to your unbelieving words,
ali prema tvojim neverničkim rečima,
you don't express an eagle nature.
Ti ne izražavaš time orlovsku prirodu.
Amen. So eagles go on.
Tako da orlovi nastavljaju dalje.
They will say Malachi 4:5-6 is William Branham.
Reći će Malakija 4:5-6 je William Branham.
And the hawks will say, well, I don't think so.
Soko će reći, pa mislim da nije to baš.
And the vulture will say nonsense.
A lešinar će reći, ima gluposti.
But the eagle say, amen.
Ali orao će reći, amen.
It's the last messenger.
To je poslednji glasnik.
With the last message.
Sa poslednjom porukom.
And he said, he is here.
A on je rekao da je on ovde.
And he will say, amen.
A orao će reći, amen.
And the hawks, they are disintegrated.
A sokoli će se raspasti.
They will start to reason.
Počeće da rasuđuju.
How can he be here?
Pa kako on može biti ovde?
Look on that sick man.
Pogledaj na ovog bolesnog čoveka.
Look on that problem.
Pogledaj na ovaj problem.
Look how everything looks like.
Pogledaj kako to sve izgleda.
How could you say Christ is here?
Kako možeš reći da je Hrist ovde?
You see, it's hawks.
To je soko.
They don't have the ability to see behind the veil.
Nema sposobnost da vidi iza vela.
But the eagle see further.
Ali taj orao može vidjeti i dalje.
Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
They see Christ is the mystery of God revealed.
Oni vide da je Hrist ta otkrivena tajna.
And eagles will say amen.
A orlovi će reći amen.
And then the Holy Spirit leads it further.
A onda Sveti Duh to vodi još dalje.
And now the bride is the mystery of Christ revealed.
A sada je nevesta tajna Hristova koja je otkrivena.
What was him, what was he, now it's us.
Zato što je on, zato što ono što je bio on, sada smo mi to.
By being united with him.
Kroz jedinstvo sa njime.
And the eagles will say amen.
A orlovi će reći amen.
Amen, praise the Lord. And we don't care about the other birds.
A nas nije toliko briga za druge ptice.
Amen. If there is predestinated seed in them,
ako u njima ima predodređenog semena,
they will come to that truth.
Doći će ka toj istini.
The truth cannot hurt an eagle.
Jer istina ne može nauditi orlu.
No matter how sharp it is.
Bez obzira koliko je to oštro.
Brad Branham said.
Brad Branham je rekao.
Elect cannot harm an elect.
Da izabrani ne može nauditi izabranom.
Praise the Lord for the truth.
Slava Gospodu za tu istinu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just let us be identified with Christ.
Hajde da se poistovetimo sa Hristom.
He is the center.
Jer on je centar.
He is the eagle.
On je orao.
When Christ takes you over.
Kada vas Hrist preuzme,
he will express that word right through you.
On će izraziti tu reč pravo kroz vas.
Because it's him.
Zato što je to on.
He is the word.
On je ta reč.
And then you can see the expression of Christ.
A onda možete vidjeti Hristov izražaj.
Not some illusion of some sort.
Ne neku vrstu iluzije.
But a real genuine Christ expressing himself right through you.
Već pravi istinski Hrist kako izražava sebe kroz vas.
Amen. How beautiful, the prophet says.
Kako je to prorok predivno rekao.
Hallelujah. Is it beautiful also for you?
Da li je to vama isto predivno?
Are you an eagle?
Jer ja sam orao.
Do you love righteousness?
Da li volite pravdu?
And do you hate wickedness?
I mrzite bezakonje.
Psalm 45:7, the last scripture.
Psalm 45:7, posljednji deo.
I'm ending on that.
45:7. Otvorit ćemo
Psalm 45. Psalm. We'll finish with that scripture.
45. Završit ćemo sa tim dijelom pisma.
We read at the beginning. We read that it's the anointing of the hour.
To je pomazanje časa.
It's eagle anointing.
Ovo je orlovsko pomazanje.
Not anointing a man.
Ne pomazanje čovjeka.
Not psychology.
Ne psihologija.
But that's God himself, the eagle.
Već to je sam Bog, taj orao.
How to get it? How to have him?
Kako da dođemo do toga? Kako da ga imamo?
You have the key here.
Ovdje vam je ključ.
Psalm 45, verse 7.
U psalmu 45, 7. stih.
Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Ljubiš pravdu i mrziš na bezakonje. Toga radi pomazate Bože. Bog tvoj uljem radosti više nego drugove tvoje.
You see?
Vidite li?
Therefore, he anointed you.
Radi toga te je on pomazao.
Whom?
Koga?
It was spoken about the Messiah.
Ovdje je govoreno o Mesiji.
But also about the true believer.
Ali također i o pravom verniku.
You see? To love righteousness.
Koji ljubi pravdu.
What is righteousness?
Šta je pravda?
Faith in God.
Vera u Boga.
To love the truth.
Koji voli istinu.
And hate wickedness.
A mrzi na bezakonje.
What is wickedness?
Šta je bezakonje, nepravda?
Wickedness is not only adultery, cursing and drinking.
To nije samo preljuba, pijenje, proklinjanje.
Wickedness is also perverting the word of God.
Nepravda je također izvrtanje Božje reči.
If you don't hate it,
ako je ne mrzite,
you cannot be anointed by his oil.
Ne možete biti pomazani njegovim uljem.
You cannot get Holy Spirit by loving perverting the word.
Ne možete dobiti Svetog Duha ako volite izvrtanje Božje reči.
You see, the pure doctrine actually will lead you to receive the fullness of God.
Vidite, Čista doktrina će vas u stvari voditi ka tome da primite Boga.
That's what our brother read also.
To je također i naš brat čitao.
What brother said, when there is no leaven among you.
To što je brat rekao kada je brat citirajući brata Branhama, da kada nema kvasca među vama.
All the fullness of God is among you.
Onda je među vama sva punina Boga.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Do you love him?
Da li ga volite?
How do we overcome?
Kako mi pobeđujemo?
We have many things to overcome.
Ima mnogo stvari koje treba da pobedimo.
When you recognize yourself being an eagle of God.
Kada prepoznate jednom sebe kao Božjeg orla.
Then it's very easy.
Onda je to vrlo lako.
Using your privileges.
Koristite svoje privilegije.
I'm a believer.
Ja sam vernik.
Just like my Lord.
Upravo kao i moj Gospod.
Brother said in the seven church ages.
Brat Braham je rekao u sedam crkvenih doba.
The great masterpiece.
Veliko remek-delo.
He overcame by reflecting God's word.
On je pobedio tako što je odražavao Božju reč.
Oh, that's very deep.
To je veoma duboko.
The overcoming is not only in believing itself.
Pobeđivati nije samo u samoj veri.
Overcoming is in reflecting.
Pobeda je takođe i u odražavanju,
which is expressing,
što je izražavanje.
You have to make the step.
Morate načiniti korak.
You believe first,
prvo verujete,
and then you go by faith.
A onda idete verom.
And there you have overcoming.
A onda tamo imate u tome pobedu.
If you only watch it,
ako samo to promatrate,
you will be just like the little eagle watching a running rabbit.
To bićete kao mali orlić koji posmatra zeca koji beži.
And will be hungry.
I bićete gladni.
But you have to catch him.
Ali morate da ga ščepate.
Amen. He said that he overcame by obedience to the word.
Rekao je on je nadvladao poslušnošću prema reči.
Amen. That's your overcoming.
Da li vi pobeđujete?
It's overcoming by obedience to the word of God.
Pobeđujete poslušnošću prema reči Božje.
And the word is the will of God.
A reč je Božja volja.
And the will of God is our food, isn't it?
A Božja volja je naša hrana.
Amen.
Amen.
If we are him,
ako smo od njega,
if we belong to him and are part of him,
njemu i deo smo njega.
He said, my father's will is my food.
On je rekao, očeva volja je moja hrana.
So you are eating what God wants you to do.
Tako da vi u stvari jedete ono što žele, što Bog želi da vi činite.
And that's your victory.
I u tome je vaša pobeda.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.
Ustanimo.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
I'm sorry for taking a long time.
Oprostite mi što sam toliko odužio.
I didn't mean it, but I just wanted to.
Nisam to stvarno mislio, no.
Put it off my shoulders.
Želeo sam to skinuti sa ramena.
What is your attraction?
Šta je to što vas privlači?
Now God doesn't speak to a group.
Dakle, Bog ne govori grupi.
He speaks to individuals.
On govori individui.
Just look at yourself, not on the others.
Gledajte sada na sebe, ne na druge.
We have a nice camp here.
Imamo tu fin kamp.
We have nice people here.
Imamo lepe ljude.
That's all good.
Koji su dobri.
But you just look on yourself and Christ.
Ali vi gledajte na sebe i na Hrista.
And ask, Lord, am I really an eagle?
I pitajte se, Gospode, jel sam ja stvarno orao?
Or am I really expressing everything that eagles should express?
Da li ja stvarno izražavam sve stvari koje bi orao trebao izraziti?
Ask yourself.
Upitajte sebe.
Are you gathered with other eagles?
Da li se skupljate sa drugim orlovima?
Or are you only observing them?
Ili ih samo promatrate?
Are you only observing the believers?
Da li samo promatrate vernike?
And then when you go to your work or somewhere,
a onda kada idete na posao ili negde,
you act like the world.
Onda vi postupate kao što i svet postupa.
Then you don't express an eagle nature.
Onda vi ne izražavate time orlovsku prirodu.
But just be an eagle.
No budite samo orao.
By the word of God.
Kroz reč Božiju.
Where are you now?
Gde ste sada?
Brother says the three kinds of believers.
Brat Braham je rekao postoje tri vrste vernika.
He said after hearing that message.
Nakon rekao je nakon što čujete tu poruku.
He said your present state will display what kind of a believer you are now.
Vaše sadašnje stanje će ispoljiti kakva vrsta vernika ste sada.
Ask yourself.
Upitajte sebe.
Am I still on the chicken yard?
Da li sam još uvek u kokošinjcu?
You say, yes, I believe I'm an eagle.
Kažete, da, ja verujem da sam orao.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
But where am I now?
Ali gde se sada nalazim?
I'm still walking funnily in a chicken yard.
Još uvek tako smešno hodam po kokošinjcu.
Or I'm already on the post.
Ili sam već skočio na stub.
And looking, oh, I'm not in the chicken denomination now.
I onda gledam, ah, više nisam u toj piličarniku denominacije.
But I'm still far away from my parents.
No ipak sam još prilično daleko od mog roditelja.
Just use your wings of faith.
Samo koristite krila svoje vere.
You must be soaring with your parents.
Jer morate da jedrite sa svojim roditeljem.
Be identified right through Jesus Christ.
Da budete identifikovani u Isusu Hristu.
And just say I'm an eagle.
I da kažete ja sam orao.
I'm redeemed.
Ja sam otkupljen.
I am healed.
Isceljen sam.
I am blessed.
I blagoslovljen sam.
Amen. I'm walking with the King of Kings.
Hodam sa kraljem kraljeva.
I know I'm serving him.
Znam da mu služim.
I want to serve him better.
Želim mu još bolje služiti.
But I know I'm his.
Ali znam da sam ipak njegov.
And he's using me.
A on koristi mene.
And he's claiming me.
I on me zahteva.
He's learning me to fly.
On me uči da ja letim.
And he's feeding me.
I hrani me.
Amen. Can you say that?
Možete li reći te stvari?
In your heart.
U svom srcu.
If yes.
Ako je to da.
Then thank God.
Onda slava Gospodu.
Then be thankful to him.
Budite mu zahvalni onda.
And just tell him, Lord, I appreciate it.
I samo mu recite, Gospode, stvarno
what you have made me.
Drago mi je zbog toga s čime si me ti načinio.
It makes me little.
To me čini da budem tako malen.
To see what you made me.
Da vidim čime si me ti načinio.
I was a hawk before.
Bio sam ranije kao sokol.
I was a vulture before.
Bio sam i kao lešinar.
But now I can be an eagle.
Ali sada mogu biti kao orao.
Amen. What a privilege.
Kakve li privilegije.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you are not, just ask God.
Ako niste, onda samo molite Boga.
Lord, just come to my heart.
Gospode, dođi u moje srce.
I've had all the knowledge in my hand.
Imao sam svo to silno znanje u glavi.
But just come to my heart.
Ali dođi u moje srce.
That you may be expressed through me.
Da možeš biti izražen kroz mene.
May you express every word of yours.
Da izraziš svaku svoju reč.
And he will do it.
I on hoće to da uradi.
He promised it.
Jer on je to obećao.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
Hajde da se molimo.
Lord Jesus.
Gospode Isuse,
we are so thankful for the privileges you've given to real believers.
Zahvalni smo radi tih privilegija koje si dao pravim vernicima.
You made us eagles.
Načinio si nas orlovima.
We can fly in the truth of God.
Možemo leteti u tim istinama Božijim.
In the mysteries that are revealed to your elect.
U tajnama koje su otkrivene tvojim izabranima.
And you are the one that is protecting us.
A ti si onaj koji nas štitiš.
We don't trust ourselves.
I mi ne verujemo u sebe.
We trust the inborn ability.
Mi se uzdamo u tu urođenu sposobnost.
The great eagle Jesus Christ in us.
U tog velikog orla Isusa Hrista koji
Lord,
u nama.
We are so thankful to you.
Gospode, toliko smo ti zahvalni.
Father, I thank you for all the promises you made for us.
Zahvalan sam ti, Oče, za sva obećanja koja si nam dao.
If there are some that recognize themselves not being eagles.
Ako neko sebe prepoznaje da nije među orlovima.
Maybe they just needed to hear those things. To rely something.
Možda mora da čuje te stvari na koje treba da se osloni.
And they can come closer to you, Lord.
I da dođu bliže k tebi, Gospode.
That they can, that you can give them the new birth.
Da ti možeš da ih nanovo rodiš.
Or maybe those are already born again.
A možda su oni već i nanovo rođeni.
But they are in some cage.
Ali su u nekom kavezu.
And you came down to deliver them.
A ti si došao dole da ih oslobodiš.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode Isuse.
Because when you came down,
all the cages
became open.
Zato što kad si ti sišao dole, svi kavezi su se otvorili.
Like when you visited Peter in the prison.
Kao kada si posetio Petra u zatvoru.
Oh, and the angel came there.
I anđeo je došao tamo.
Oh, his feathers was broken.
I ti okovi su bili slomljeni.
And he was free.
I bio je slobodan.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the freedom.
Hvala ti, Gospode, za slobodu.
We thank you for that, Lord.
Hvala ti za to, Gospode.
Oh, may you lead us on.
Oh, Gospode, neka bi nas vodio dalje.
Oh, may you help us to see your word moving.
Pomozi nam da vidimo kako se tvoja reč kreće.
Oh, may you apply all your words in us, Lord.
Neka bi ti primenili svu tvoju reč u nama, Gospode.
Oh, I thank you for my brothers and sisters.
Hvala ti za svu moju braću i sestre.
May you bless them richly, Lord Jesus.
Molim te, blagoslovi ih obilato,
Gospode. May you bless my brothers ministers.
Blagoslovi moju braću propovednike.
May you help them, Lord, also in the meetings.
Pomozi im na skupovima.
Bless them in the rest of the camp.
Pomozi im na ostatku kampa.
And may you speak to all the needs.
I govori svim onim potrebama.
If there will be some new need, you are still the same.
Jel, ako ima još potreba, ti si i dalje isti.
We thank you for what you've done for us.
Zahvalni smo zbog onoga što si učinio za nas.
We commit ourselves to your hands.
Predajemo sebe u tvoje ruke.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. U ime Isusa Hrista.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing I love him, I love
him? Možemo li pevati ja ga ljubim, ja ga ljubim?
Because he first loved me.
Zato što je on mene voleo najpre.
Before you was an eagle, he was an eagle.
Zato što je on bio orao i vi ste orao.
And he made you an eagle.
I on vas je načinio da budete orao.
You would love him.
I volite ga.
To love him with the love that he has loved you.
Volite ga ljubavlju s kojom je on ljubio vas.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Gospodu.
May God bless you richly.
Neka vas Bog obilato blagoslovi.
Amen.
Amen.
I love him.
Amen.
Treba da ostane u našim srcima, šta god da je. Amen. Čuli smo dosta toga i ne želim ništa više da dodajem, pošto smo malo sa vremenom izašli van, ali jednostavno bi u miru da se lako raziđemo i da pripremimo stolovi ovo ostalo što je potrebno i tako ćemo završiti službu. We are running out of time and I just want for us that we should greet each other and finish the service like that, preparing the tables for the meal. God bless you.